I love my brother. I have always loved my brother. When you're a little kid and you're going to the Omni in Atlanta, Georgia, and here he comes, tall, blonde, every woman in the place going absolutely nuts for him, I'd say at one point he was my hero. You know, there's this regular jilted and lazy trope commentators in wrestling will use. You'll hear them say, the prodigal son. And I have to wonder, I'm curious, who out there listening actually understands the morals and the implications in Luke 15:11 in that parable? There's two brothers. One does everything right. One works very hard, tries to keep his family whole. The other goes abroad, whores about, and makes every conceivable wrong choice you could possibly make. But it's the first brother who is equally in the wrong because he has an expectancy from the father for all his good deeds, and none of it mattered. The father loved them the same. I've sat on enough couches telling my story to know which brother I am. I'm good with it. And this notion of brother versus brother, of natural versus nightmare, it's all very marketable, it's all very romantic, albeit not very accurate. What's accurate is that this match is generation versus generation. I am not here to kill Dustin Rhodes. I'm here to kill the Attitude Era. My entire lot, my whole class of peers, has been compared to these gilded late 90s through the early 2000s for over a decade, and it's an utter sham. Sure, you paved the roads for us, but gosh, you set the speed markers at 35 because you are terrified of any of us putting our foot down on the pedal. You mean to tell me some pissant bodybuilder making every match a no DQ, meandering around the crowd, throwing the jib cam at his opponent, compares with a Kenny Okada match? Or some bra and panty spectacular can match up with what the women did last September 1st? Or even Dwayne, as electric as it was, rhyming and raising. Was it really better than what Punk said sitting on that stage? Listen, I am the least Rhodes of the Rhodes. But they gave me a pair of boots. I've got the basics. When you do something to death, when you ride something to death, that's literally what happens. When that animal can't go anymore and it falls out on the trail and you can feel the tension in its eyes, in its fluttered breaths of panic, and it knows it's going to die, and it wants to die. You don't just leave it because you love it. You pull from the hip. You roll your fingers on the steel of the chamber. You pull the hammer back. You do not anticipate the recoil, and you blow it away. Like I said, I love my brother.
This is Tama Tonga,
Tonga Loa,
and Hikuleo,
the Bullet Club, and you are listening to the Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Raya and the Pain in the Ass Choppy on the Rant EM Radio. And that's just too sweet!
Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Recorded in front of a live studio audience.
What this network needs, this network gets. I promise you that.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio. The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
I am the baddest dude that walks the streets today.
I'm gonna end your career once and for all, right here in Madison Square Garden.
I knew that I just had to go down and give her the thrill of a lifetime, the rude awakening.
The last thing I want to do is to own the damn WWF, because that's got to be the biggest headache in the world.
Get used to it. Who you're looking at, the man. Woo!
It's time to crank your headphones and forget your problems. You're listening to an action-packed episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast!
Woo! Yeah!
We don't. I'm just a regular Joe with a regular job. I'm your average white suburbanite slob. I like football and porno and books about war. I got an average house with a nice hardwood floor. My wife and my job, my kids and my car. My feet on my table and a Cuban cigar.
But sometimes that just ain't enough to keep a man like me interested.
Oh no.
No way. Gotta go out and have fun at someone else's expense.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I drive really slow in the ultra-fast lane while people behind me are going insane. I'm an asshole.
Yo, yo, yo,
yo, yo. I'm an asshole.
He's an asshole. Such an asshole.
I use public toilets and I piss on the seat. I walk around in the summertime saying, how about this heat? I'm an asshole, yo, 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 yo. I'm an asshole, yo, yo, yo.
And there goes the credibility of the show again with that song.
In handicapped spaces while handicapped people make handicapped faces.
Wow! Oh boy, that's terrible.
All right, I'm an asshole, and apparently
I'm a jerk off.
Hold on. Where is it? Where are we? Okay, where's my fucking sounds over here?
I don't know.
Hello, attention Walmart shoppers! Attention Walmart shoppers! You have a jerk off in aisle 5, a fat fucking jerk off in aisle 5. Thank you, and carry on,
ladies and gentlemen. We are full of piss and vinegar today, so you're going to see hear a lot of offensive shit, so please bear with us.
Yeah.
What is a mook?
We are the Turnbuckle Throwbacks, but live on Rant EM Radio.
Cousin Anthony's in?
Cuz bro.
Richie!
And Richie just texted me. Richie gave me some wrestling news.
He told me too.
He told you too?
Yes, he did.
All right.
I'm very happy.
Anybody see Richie?
Richie, he spoke to me first about it.
Thanks, Rich.
I was trying to have him come on the show and say it.
No, he sent me like an audio clip, and I'm like, dude, I'm about to broadcast. You have to tell me.
Oh, okay, then forget it. He didn't tell you.
No, he did tell me. I told him to tell me instead of fucking recording it.
Jerk off.
Just like any other Friday, he says.
Where's Miyagi at?
Who?
Miyagi! Miyagi!
Can we get... I gotta get Karate Kid. This is a trilogy.
Yeah, and I have it.
I don't want the one with, what's her name, with Hillary Skank.
What's up, everybody? Cuzbro Rich.
Justin Anderson then?
Cuzbro Anthony, Rob, Shaylin, Anthony, let's see, Kelly, the beautiful,
Richie!
Beautiful L.
Hey, L, I love you.
I love you, L. Dre Black's in there. What up, Dre?
Fuck him.
The wonderful, beautiful Allie.
I like Dre.
Me want Screwface. Live on Rant EM Radio, Rant Entertainment Media, part of Shining Wizards Network.
Introduce yourself, buddy.
I am the asshole for 7 years now, the jerk-off, the host of this fine broadcast, the impact player, Mr. Philly Raya, and I am joined by...
the jerk-off himself. The racist.
It's...
the man of the hour. The man with the power.
Paging Mr. Cyst. Mr. Raven Cyst.
Chop, he's a pain in the ass.
It's Andre.
Choppy Margasa in the house.
Big Sal, Sacred Heart Sal. SHS is in the room.
I love Sally.
What's up, SHS?
I don't give a shit.
That's Sal's nickname, Sacred Heart Sal.
I don't give a shit what they say about you, Sal. You're
yeah, Sal, okay. I don't care what Chuck says about you.
You're okay in my eyes.
In your eye.
In my eye.
One of them hit Michael right in the fucking eye. Peter's ass is blue. How's everybody doing? Episode 306.
Is it 306?
Yes, it is.
Thank God for checking up on that, because I forgot.
Man, I was prepared today.
You took notes?
No. Well, yeah, I did, actually.
Oh, you always take notes.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, that's what we do over here.
That's what I do.
That's what we do over here. Andre takes notes.
Yeah?
He takes notes when Philly forgets.
Yeah, when Philly forgets. Yeah, because apparently me doing stuff in memory is bad.
Absolutely it is.
Yeah.
You're an asshole.
And me posting my opinion on my social media page is apparently bad, too.
It sounds like a you problem.
Yeah, listen. Just a little small disclaimer without breaking any walls about what's going on with us lately, but I'm going to piss people off. Not on purpose, but I'm going to piss people off. If you don't know me personally and you don't know how I speak and you take something I say offensive, that's different. If you know me and you've sat in my presence and I say something that offends you or I say something offensive, you should know that it's not facetious and it's not mean, it's not, you know, mean-spirited. I'm not trying to disrespect anybody. I just come from a different generation.
Mario is in the house.
What's up, Mario?
He says, hey, you fucking fucks.
Hey, you fucking fucks.
We love you too, Mario.
I got so mad today that I recorded a philatorial. I went home after you dropped me off from Wally's, and I recorded a 40-minute fucking philatorial.
Ooh.
That may be 307. I'm on the fence about
Ooh.
It. I'm on the fence about it, but I recorded it at home. I was so fucking angry today.
You know what?
But it is what it is.
It is what it is. It happens. And ladies and gentlemen, if somebody texts you or comments something on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, Do you know how the person, what the person's tone is when they talk to you on Facebook? Do you know the tone?
No, I never know.
You don't know if it's passive aggressive. You don't know if it's aggressive. You don't know if it's nice. You don't know if it's you don't know.
I did, Kelly. I brought both my shoes and my glasses.
You did.
So I have them.
There you go.
I'm sorry. Finish. Chop.
So, like, if me or Phil, you know, ever say anything mean spirited or, listen, if we're going to say something fucked up, we're going to say it to your fucking face, and that's it.
I mean, if we wanted to be mean-spirited, I'm not going to say something out of turn, not to somebody's face.
Ask my wife 10 years ago how I was. I used to say everything. I didn't give a fuck.
I have two people in the room right now, okay? One being family, which is my cousin Richie. My cousin Anthony, so you count three. My cousin Anthony, my cousin Richie, and more importantly, my friend Kelly, who's been friends with me for about almost 30 years now.
God bless.
Kelly has been in my presence when I have said something or just, you know, just being me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a slang. I'm not making excuses, but it's like it's the way I talk. It's where I come from. It's also a different generation. A lot of things are PC now. Words that I say in my lexicon are not per se fucking the right thing to say. Like, people don't say midget no more, which is, yes, we are Swiss fudge cookies old. That's another story. That's another story about time we found a wad of food stamps in a cemetery. I'll say that for another time.
Nice.
So anyway, so like we they don't say midget no more. They say little people. I say, like, hey, stop being a half a fag. I don't mean it towards homosexual people. That just means you're being a little light in the feet, a little dumb, a little stupid, whatever. You can't say retard no more.
Remember in the 90s? Like, you just said it right now.
Not even in the 80s. Like, and some of these words are fucking terrible. Like, my grandfather, you say, hey, Phil, go get me the menu. We're getting chinks tonight. How fucked up is that? How fucked up is that?
I'm sorry.
But you see this fucking, but you see this, the zip code on my fucking hand, on my arm, the zip code on my arm, right? Richie comes from that zip code. Kelly comes from that zip code. Cuzbro Anthony comes from that zip code.
I feel sorry for you people.
We're a different breed of fucking people, man. And I'm sick and tired of people who know me I'm sick and tired of people who know me, who know me personally, take shit offensive. Like, since when? See, if we didn't have the podcast, I wouldn't even be on fucking Facebook. I wouldn't. Swear to God, 100%, I would not be on Facebook. I think that the internet is great for what we do. I think the internet is wonderful for what it's done for the show. It's brought people together. I've reconnected with people from my childhood, from my work. I've met people on the podcast, doing the podcast, like peers and friends. And I met Choppy through the show on social media. Like, it's that kind of party. But I am really sick and tired of fucking people I know who I love and care about in my personal life and my fucking podcast life. I'm really fucking upset that people get offended. And more importantly, won't even say anything to you. And this is not just one person. You know, like, if I ever offended somebody on accident, which is always the case because I'm not really malicious, I'll just apologize. But this is fucking social media, man. This is not real life. I would never fucking disrespect a friend on purpose. You know? But it is what it is. So I recorded this filatorial. I was so fucking angry when I got home.
I can't wait for you to post 307.
I don't even know if I'm going to post it.
Don't be an asshole.
I am an asshole.
Don't be an asshole, but you better post that shit.
You know, what is it? Let me, this is what I really am.
You're a jerk, huh? That's what I think of you.
That's what Allie thinks of you.
This motherfucker. So, here's the thing. So, you know, jerk off is a big word with us. It's been a big word for me forever. So, the other day, I'm FaceTiming with Allie, right? And one of my first couple of dates with Allie, I had bought her a beautiful bouquet of wooden flowers. The sentiment was they'll never die. Cool idea, right? So she thought it was like the greatest thing ever. So she puts them in two different vases above her bed. I've never seen her bedroom, right? So I'm looking at her, I'm looking on, we're FaceTiming, right? And I see a vase. And I'm like, whoa, those are nice flowers. I said, someone must really like you. She goes, yeah. I said, that guy must. She goes, yeah, some jerk off got them for me.
I love it.
And then she moves the camera a few minutes later after we had a good laugh about it. I see a second vase, and I'm like, oh, he got you a whole set. You had to split them up. She goes, yeah, they're really nice. And that jerk off is so nice to me. And I went, motherfucking Chubby. Motherfucking Chubby.
Oh, boy.
So now Chubby finally meets her tonight, right? So she comes over to the car.
And what a gem she is.
Right, yeah. So what did she say to her? And she goes, she said something. You said something to her. And she goes, yeah, even though he's a jerk off, I wasn't even in the conversation, man. And he just took a shot. Like, you're just taking shots at me. So the both of them, like, yeah, fuck this. And you're a jerk off. And I was like, I'm like that. And like that puppet who just lost his fucking hand. You're like, or like that Muppet who just got smacked in the face. You're like, you know, I'm like one of those fat Muppets with the unibrows, you know. So, you know, so yeah. So she's like, oh, we're going to get along just fine, she says. I'm like, yeah, of course.
You know what? For some reason, a lot of the females in Phil's life, they like me for some reason. I don't know what it is. Even his mom, I'd tell you, his mom, I could say the most dastardly shit about him, and she'd be like, you know what? You're right, Choppy. He is a fucking jerk off.
I'm waiting for tomorrow. I'm taking Choppy to a family party tomorrow before we do AEW. Baby Blue's getting fucked both ways this Sunday. You're right, Mario. You're right.
You know what?
You're right, baby.
He comes with the territory.
He comes territory. That's right. So now him, tomorrow is going to be a fucking shit show because it's going to be Choppy, my mother, my sister, and my immediate family all around me. And they haven't met Allie yet either. So it's going to be a fucking...
I promise you I'll be on my best behavior. Peaches loves her baby boy.
Peaches. My mom's third husband used to call her Peaches. Ooh. And she fucking hated it. So one day he said it in front of Kelly.
Oh, no.
And that was it. For the next 20 years, Kelly... Kelly called my mother Peaches.
I can't wait to call her Peaches tomorrow. Like I said, I'm going to be on my best behavior tomorrow.
Tony Z in the room. What's
yeah,
up, Tony?
Yeah, Shining Wizard
but Kelly,
Tony.
Kelly's one of my oldest, and this is a shoot, no bullshit. Kelly's one of my oldest and dearest friends, and Kelly has seen me at my absolute worst, and now she's about to see me at my very best. So if anybody knows me, Kelly knows me, and she knows I would never disrespect anybody on purpose. Ever, 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 ever. Not that I need any kind of fucking disclaimer or anything.
Except it's Choppy. Choppy, he's, you know, Choppy gets it all.
You're a jerk off, dude.
You're a jerk off. That's what I think of you.
Oh yes, yes. Look at the body.
But even, dude, even Mean Gene, who doesn't even know you that well, before he passed away, rest in
what
peace.
What did he call me?
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
He knew, dude. He knew.
What did the GODs call me?
Tamatanga and Tangalo, the Gorillas of Destiny, know that you're a pain in the ass.
Yeah. What did I do?
Oh, it's not what you do. It's not what did I do. It's what you always
Who
do.
Who do I piss off?
See, that's what I've been asking myself
Damn.
For 20 years, man. So anyway, yeah. So let's have a recap of the week, man. You, I went to NXT with Allie and the Domingos.
By the way, what was the card like? Was it good?
I for the first time in my life, I saw a bad NXT match.
Stop.
Yep.
What was the match?
It involved Keith Lee.
Okay.
And Punishment Martinez.
Oh, boy. Yeah, Rob sent me a text message about that one.
Tony said, fuck that fake Mexican Choppy. Choppy is just a gypsy tramp and a thief.
Yes! Yes!
Yeah, Keith Lee and Punishment Martinez
have no chemistry.
Stunk the fucking place up.
They have no chemistry.
And Keith Lee jobbed to Punishment Martinez.
I heard.
Miserable.
Was Punishment a babyface, apparently?
Apparently. I don't know. But the... Undisputed Era fought Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch. That was good.
What were the chops like in that match?
Oh.
I can only imagine.
Oh, my God. There was a three-way for the North American title. It was, bro.
Oh, really?
Adam Cole, baby. And, of course, the champ. And he retained, yeah.
Of course.
Shitlocka Sarai teamed up with Candice LeRae, and
really?
They fought Shayna Corbin's friends, the two chicks.
Oh, they suck.
We call this
Roddy's wife and the other the skanky looking bitch.
Rob said trough.
Truth.
2 points for Cher reference. Ring that bell. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. Anyway, yeah, that was a good match. What else happened?
Was Gargano there?
No.
The champ? The world champ wasn't there?
Sharon Corbin fought Katie Catanzaro.
Oh, Ricochet's wife.
Catanzaro, the American Ninja chick?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's from there. She's from Belleville.
Well,
not too far. Not
Belleville's,
too far.
Belleville's like about an
way.
Hour.
Okay.
Hour. Yeah.
So her whole family was there, right?
Good for her.
Sharon
Corbin, huh?
Fucking Kathy Hummer. We saw Kathy and Christine, the sign girls, were there.
Okay.
Kathy sat right ringside. I'm buying an autographed poster online. I'm on the line buying food and a poster. While I'm buying the poster, Kathy wins it.
Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. My ex-husband ran something.
Ring that bell. Sonny Bono. Fucking doing the...
You want to know something? Sonny Bono had to be a gypsy. He looked half retarded.
Okay, terrific.
So, the venue was cool. Allie had...
Didn't I tell you the venue was nice?
The venue was very nice. And you and Rob were right. There was no bad seats in the house.
If you sit anywhere in that arena, you get your close to the ring.
Choppy, the weather was so great. It was about 75 degrees.
Perfect.
I've never been to Asbury Park. I've been to the Stone Pony once in 1999.
That's when it was shitty, though.
Derek Green had just joined Sepultura.
Okay.
And I won tickets from WSOU.
Nice.
So that was I've only been to Stone Pony once. It was in the dead of winter. So I really didn't enjoy the beach or anything. That was my first time since 1999 I've been to Asbury Park.
Well, here's how Asbury Park works. Once you go through Asbury Park, it gets very seedy.
Yeah.
But then once you get to the water, it's beautiful.
Dude,
beautiful.
We were about an hour early because Allie and I were only 45 minutes. We're only 45 minutes from there.
It's not that far.
And we didn't want to. So we drove, and Rob and Aline were. We're going to meet us there. And we were there so early, we just walked the boardwalk. It was the beautiful. It was like a nice breeze.
Did you get any food? Food's good.
Yeah, we had some french fries and some, nice. You know, like boardwalk food and shit.
Good for you.
But, I mean, it was an... I would go back just to hang out.
No, it's not.
It's a nice area. Like, it's old looking, but it's like, it reminds me of like
Nielsen House.
Rockaway, Broad Channel. If you guys are from Queens, you know, like Broad Channel, Rockaway area.
Yeah, definitely not Far Rockaway.
Would have bought no Far Rockaway is fucking the hood with waterfront. You
correct.
Know? But like the Broad Channel's got those old that old boardwalk looking feel to it. You know.
You know what
it up,
is?
Neil?
Far Rockaway is what old Asbury Park used to be.
Okay, that makes sense.
That's what the old boardwalk was probably like until you know the gay community came in there, cleaned it all up. And now it's really nice to go there.
Let me tell you something. And I'm a little old-fashioned when it comes to certain things. I'm getting old, obviously.
Oh.
But Allie was using the bathroom, and mm-hmm. I'm right. You know when you walk into the venue?
Yes.
There's to the right and to the left. There's the, all the shops and stuff like that.
Yeah, of course.
Well, to the right, to the immediate right, there's like a bar and there's bathrooms.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So there's like these girls, and they got to be like in their 20s, like their early 20s, right?
God.
And the bikinis were so thin, you couldn't even see where the line was, just like the asses were out. And then not just one chick, it was like, wow, I was like, if my kid ever dressed like that, I'd probably fucking strangle her, you know?
They wouldn't leave the house.
Yeah, no, Richie, no, nowhere near Howard Beach, man. Talking like Broad Channel.
Howard Beach is nice.
Old Howard Beach is nice. You know what my Christmas vacation was when I was a kid? Driving to Old Howard Beach, and Richie knows this because his dad used to have the old school station wagon with the paneling on the side.
Oh, nice.
Uncle had it. Uncle Dan had it. So then he would drive to they would drive to Howard Beach for the Christmas lights, or drive to Bensonhurst for Tiger Heights.
Oh, that's great.
That was our Christmas vacation when we were kids.
That's nice.
You know,
dude, going back to the whole station wagon thing, I would love to get one of those.
Yeah.
And you want to know why? If you fix those things up nicely, dude, you could, like, if I'm ever at work and I have, like, a long fucking day at work, I could sleep in that motherfucker.
Yeah, you can.
It's beautiful.
You can. Yeah.
Going back to the show, sorry.
No, seriously.
Do you know what a Hassa is, man?
That's okay.
Do you know what a Hassa is, Frank?
Wow!
It's a pig that don't fly straight.
Wow!
Speaking of wow, Choppy went on Amazon.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And got me a fucking Great American Bash Dusty Rhodes action figure.
Let me show Shining Wizard Tony. Hold on one second.
Right? It's fucking dope. It comes with the Great American Bash Dusty t-shirt.
And then it comes with the liver spot.
With the fucking liver spot. You're the best, man.
That's what I'm here for.
Yeah. So, I enjoyed it. Nothing beats near rear-facing backseat in an old station wagon. No, you're right, Tony. Fucking scary shit.
I'm sure this is Sonny. He'll appreciate this. For sure. Let me see. Hold on, where
it
are
might
you?
Be too.
Oh, right here.
Yeah, it might
there
be too.
Go.
Yeah.
There you go.
But it's too bright, I think.
Well, fuck him.
Fuck it.
There he is, Shining Wizard Tony. What do you guys think?
Fuck it.
That's dope, right?
Yeah, I love it.
When I first saw, I was just browsing to get some comic books off of Amazon, and for some reason that shit just popped up. I was like, whoa, what the fuck is that?
And Chabi said, you could change hats. We could give him the gallon hat.
You like this hat?
You like? There you go.
You better like this hat. That's no lie.
Yeah.
So. I saw it, and I was like, dude, how cool would this be if I got this for Philly? And I just got it. I was just like, fuck it, I'm going to get it.
Yeah, so we're excited, man. NXT and Allie hasn't been to a match since 1993.
By the way, tell the fans what Allie said. Why?
Oh.
Please do.
So Allie's never seen NXT. I've never showed her NXT. She's watched a couple episodes of Raw with me, like, sporadically.
Yeah.
When I work early, she comes over and we watch Raw. Like that first hour of it, and then I shut off because I get mad. I put the Mets on, I get even madder, and just shut TV off because they both suck. So, she turns to me in the middle of the intermission. She goes, "Can I ask you a question?" And now, mind you, she hasn't watched wrestling since 1993, which is the last time she saw a wrestling match.
Wow, Jesus.
She goes, "Can I ask you a question?" I'm like, "Yeah, sure, go right ahead." She goes, "How come this wrestling is a lot better than the one that we watch on Monday nights?"
I mean.
You know,
I'm telling you, man, NXT's the shit.
Dude. So I said, well, this, and I explained to her, I'm like, well, this is NXT, and I had to give her the whole background. It used to be a developmental, now it's like another brand, and blah, 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 whatever. And then, of course, I'm setting her up for this weekend because she's going to go watch AEW with us.
Yeah, if she likes NXT, she's going to love AEW.
So I had to tell her that these were guys that were, you know, like the cream of the crop of the independent scene, and they decided to. Start their own thing and blah blah blah. So I gave it a whole backstory, which is cool. And I've been in full AEW mode. I've been watching the documentaries. I caught up with Being the Elite. So we'll get into the card in a few minutes. There's a lot of stuff I want to get into tonight.
You know what? I know something. I have after NXT this week, I have finally come to terms with the fact that somebody from WWE is listening to the show.
To Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
Honest to God.
How so?
Remember how we were talking about how Dean Ambrose, if he were to go back to NXT, it'd be a step down. And you said, you know what? It'd be a step down for Dean Ambrose, but not a step down for Tyler Breeze. And who shows up on NXT to challenge fucking, what's his name, Velveteen Dream? Tyler Breeze.
I said Tyler Breeze.
Yes, you did.
I did.
And I swear to God, Phil, somebody in that fucking company is listening to Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
Listen.
Somebody is.
Let me. I'm not going to be the guy to be like, we're this, we're that. But you got to know something. We're a tight community. And I mean tight, meaning us, the Wizards, Cool the Wrestling Soup guys, you know, the Shining Wizards Network guys, Justin, Inclusive, I mean, Handsome Dan, the jury, the core people.
It's a tight group.
Don Tony, Kevin Castle's my brother for 20 years, Mish, Joey, those guys. These guys are really fucking hip to... They're more hip than we are, actually.
Yes, they are.
More, you know, especially those guys, right? But I had this conversation with Shining Wizards Eddie a couple of years ago. I'm like, you know, I feel like this medium that we have, people listen.
Yeah.
People really fucking listen.
I think they listen, dude.
What the fuck is that noise?
I don't know.
That's them?
Probably talking. It's all
right. Okay. But I feel like, you know... It's cool that that people listen. Yeah, give us the fucking credit, though.
You know what? Get some sponsors for this.
Yeah, throw me a fucking candy bar or something.
Give me a Snickers.
Give me a Mars bar or something.
Mars. What a throwback.
Fucking whatchamacallits.
You want to know something? That, by far, is the best candy bar ever made.
I saw one today. I should have bought it. You know what I bought instead, though? I didn't eat it yet, though. We were in Wally's. You know the Zero bars? It's like a silver and blue wrapper.
Never seen them.
They're called Zeros. They're like... The Mars Bars version of like Almond Joy or like...
I never heard. Is it good?
It's just coconut. It's chocolate and coconut. Yo, you don't like coconut, though. I forgot about you.
I like the Almond Joy. I don't like Mounds, but I like Almond Joys.
I don't like Mounds either. My mom likes that dark chocolate shit. Ugh. Dark chocolate's good for a headache, though, FYI. I should have told you to do that today because you told me you were having a headache.
I still have a little bit of a headache.
Yeah, dark chocolate is very good for a migraine.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
Would you know about this? Did you ever have a Lion chocolate bar?
Lion?
Yeah, Lion.
No, there's a place, and I think I mentioned this on the show before.
Okay.
On Rivington Street, downtown, Lower East Side. It's called Economy Candy.
Okay.
It's the oldest candy store, probably one of the oldest in the country. It's 80 years old. It's third generation. Dude, they have candy from our childhood.
Really?
They have everything. It's called Economy Candy. It's one of the greatest places of all time. It's in the Lower East Side. It's a dope Dominican restaurant across the street called El Castillo de Juaga. They're very fucking good Dominican food. So that's a trip, you know. But they probably have the Lion bar.
Oh, they have it at Walmart. Look at that.
Now, what is that, like a fucking cluster type of thing?
It's like a mix of like a wafer and nuts and caramel.
That's a lot of food, man. It looks delightful.
Oh, dude, I used to have it all the time in Gypsyland.
That's why. Wait, is it from there?
Yeah, it's from Europe. It's mostly Europe.
That's the thing though, because there's a lot of times where it's almost like fast food in Europe. Like you can get like they have different menus in like McDonald's and like Portugal.
Like in Portugal McDonald's you could get beer, espressos, and you can't get
a drink. Right, exactly. The thing is there's different candies too.
Yes.
Like the M&M company, like the Mars company, they'll put out candy just for that region. So they probably have the Lion bar, we don't.
You know the Good Humor ice cream?
Of course.
You know Magnum? The Magnum. Yes. Okay. Those fucking ice cream bars didn't drop here in the United States until like maybe 5 or 6 years ago.
But they were in Portugal forever.
Dude, I was having those motherfuckers for 20 fucking years. And yeah. And I saw it on a commercial. I was like, yo, yeah. Magnum!
Yeah, Kelly, Japan too. Japan
has some good shit.
Japan's got green tea Kit Kats.
Yes! Yeah, I heard about that. Dude!
Like orange creamsicle Kit Kats.
Rob could be the vouch for that because he probably knows about that
shit. Yeah, my friend Anthony at work, one of my coworkers, Anthony, he married a Japanese woman.
Oh, really?
And every time I go to Japan, he brings back candy for me.
Oh, that's awesome, dude.
Yeah, so I get like the fucking... I don't like the green tea. I tried it. I don't
Can
like
I
it.
Can I ask you something? Did we always have the Kinder eggs?
No. The Kinder eggs don't have The Kinder Eggs in Europe don't have the toy in them.
No, they do.
I'm sorry, it's reversed. They don't have the toys here. Oh, they do?
They do now.
They didn't. They outlawed.
Because I remember the Kinder toys with the egg were first in Europe.
Yeah.
And I didn't see them here until like a couple of years ago.
Yeah, Shane, when they have a bunch of different flavors for
Kinder. Don't say. Did you even try it?
You try it. I don't like it, but you might. If you like green tea, you'll definitely like it.
You have to try it first before you say, bleh.
It's weird.
They fucked up Kinder.
They fucked up Kinder, yeah.
Well.
When I was a kid, though, there were a couple things growing up. Now, you know my neighborhood was mostly Upper Ridgewood was like Eastern European.
Yes, right. Of course.
So the German delis and the German pork stores and stuff like that, they would have like these German candies, right?
What were the names? Do you remember?
No, they were like taffy, and there was a bunch of them.
Okay.
Right? And they would have all this candy for the kids, even though you can go there and buy your meat and stuff. And in the Italian bakeries and the Italian butchers, they would have hazelnut. Like, Nutella was not... Nutella was like a thing. Like, Nutella was like a novelty. Like, you couldn't go to a store and get...
Yeah, Nutella was not a big thing.
You couldn't get Nutella in a store. You can get Nutella at your fucking butcher.
You want to hear something funny? Did you know peanut butter didn't debut in my country until, like, maybe 2000?
I cry. I've been eating that since I'm a fucking toddler.
I didn't have my... I lived part of my life in Portugal.
What's up, Otto?
And I didn't have my first peanut butter and jelly until I was 8 years old.
Dude, my mom said that was one of the first foods I ever ate.
Oh, dude.
I eat peanut butter every day.
Bro, the moment I went to school, public school, and here in in Jersey, my first thing was like, I didn't like the food they had. And they had two options. You had the food they were going to give you, or they had peanut butter and jelly. And I was like, oh, I don't like this as a kid. And then they were like, why don't you try peanut butter and jelly? I said, what the hell is that? And they're like, try it. So I tried it. I must have had peanut butter jelly every fucking day for lunch for the whole first week. I couldn't believe how fucking delightful it was. Hold on. I'll be right back.
Yeah, thank you. I was in Catholic school the first 4 years of my life with Neil, actually. Neil's in the room. From kindergarten to third grade, I was in Catholic school. And we didn't have, like, we brought our own lunch. So I really didn't have any... I didn't have public school food until, like, the fourth grade.
What?
Yeah. Yep. That's true, Otto. Queens, definitely. Well, that was everywhere. Yeah. Not anymore.
No, it's because the...
No, it's fine. I'm just, you know, I'm just, you know, it's bleeding right through my... I can hear it through my ear.
You want to know why? Because the baby intercom was on. So they were upstairs watching the kids.
Yeah, no, I know.
I didn't realize that, so...
It's fine.
Sorry, guys.
It's all right. No, I hear it. Maybe they don't hear it, but I hear it. But, like, yeah, so, like, that's how New York is, New Jersey. It's fascinating. The shit that, oh, yeah, except for Hot Dog Day. St. Matthias had Hot Dog Day.
You want to know how hot dogs are made in Portugal? They're not, like, here. They're not, like, you know, they come in cans.
Like Vienna sausage.
Yeah, why, though? I don't get that shit,
I don't know, man.
You had them, though, Vienna sausages?
I'm not a fan.
They're okay.
Not a fan. Not a fan.
It's so weird, bro. It's so weird in different
countries. But we were kids, though. That's how cool. Like I would go to these German fucking pork stores just to get the candy. You know, my mom would.
You want to talk about delightful? I gotta get you this when I go the next time to go to a Portuguese supermarket. That's delightful.
Yo, I gotta make that pilgrimage with you, man. I want to go to Portugal.
Why not?
We should definitely go.
My dad has an apartment, a condo on the beach.
We should shoot for like next summer. Like dude. Next summer, 2020, we should be going to Portugal.
Dude, we can go. My dad has a spot over there.
That's fucking perfect.
So that shit right there is delightful. I'm sure, Tony, yeah. if you're still on, do you remember this shit when you used to go to Spain? Because this shit's fucking amazing,
now, was
bro.
Was that always a Nestle product?
It is. It's delightful.
That's another thing, too, with Nestle. I remember going to like my friends. I had a lot of Puerto Rican and Dominican friends growing up, too.
Yeah.
And they had like, they had their own Nestle Quick, like Nestle.
Yeah, it's different.
Nestle had their own chocolate, like their own Abuelita, and there's a bunch of
it's way different.
But you can get that shit. Like, what's cool in New York is Choppy and I on Staten Island. We have an Asian Asian supermarket. Back in the day, you can only go there in Flushing to get fucking what's that sauce everybody uses now? The hot sauce.
Chochula?
No, it comes in a red and green bottle. Jesus Christ, it's eluding me now.
Hot sauce in a red green bottle?
It's a red bottle with a green top.
Let me look it up.
Fuckers. what the fuck, man? Oh, man, they make T-shirts out of it now, like...
Tabasco?
No, it's not Tabasco. It's Spanish. It's Asian. It's Asian.
Just put Asian. Oh, Sriracha.
Sriracha.
Sriracha, right. Sorry.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Sriracha. Sriracha, when I first started working EMS, I used to drive my ambulance to the fucking Korean supermarket and get Sriracha.
But why, though?
Because you couldn't get it in the supermarket.
Are you serious?
I'm definitely. Yeah, the one with the rooster on it. Thank you. You couldn't get that. It's like Nutella. You had to go to a fucking butcher to get Nutella. Back in the day, there was certain things weren't even imported yet.
You want
to
know something, Nutella? I can only eat it when it's warm. It's so good when it's warm.
Oh, yo, my God. Tomorrow, we're getting... Tomorrow, Chop and I are going out east. We're doing some shit. And before we go, I got to stop at a bakery to get pastries for my family and Rob's family.
You know what?
But yo, but
we're gonna make a little stop at Mineola.
Mineola, okay. Nutella, they have the place we're going, Alfonso's. They have Nutella donuts, bro.
Oh, you never had one?
Oh my God!
No, I had one from Tim Hortons, but it's
No. This ain't Tim Hortons, bro. This is like legit. Like legit. These are like this big. They're fucking like $3 a piece. They're massive.
Oh, I got to try
them. I bought two of them a couple weeks ago, and Allie and I were like, we can't eat two of these. I said, we're just going to get one and split it. I'm just going to get two of them tomorrow so you and Mikey could split it.
Yeah, sure.
But yeah, grilled Nutella. Fluff. See, my dad was a fluff guy.
I didn't like fluff. It was all right. You have to be really. You got to.
Yeah, my dad was, and my dad didn't. My dad was such in good shape. My dad really never ate junk food because he was always fit. Even though he was a junkie, he was always fit. My dad always worked out and stuff.
Yeah,
but when he ate junk food, it was like fluff and peanut butter.
Really?
Yeah.
I was never a fluff guy.
I gotta be in the mood. Yeah, Rob Nutella donut. I'll grab a couple tomorrow if they have them. You gotta go. We gotta go.
What's the name of the spot again?
Alfonso's. You know where Perkins is on Amboy Road?
I do.
It's over there.
Have you ever gone to Peter's? Was it Peter Pan Donuts in Greenpoint?
Of course.
Is that place good?
That place is mint. Matter of fact, are you going to the Brooklyn Comic Con with us next month?
Yeah, I thought that was the plan.
My brother's birthday?
Yeah, that's what.
Okay, that Saturday we're going to go.
Okay.
Right?
That's fine.
It's going to be in Greenpoint on Noble Street.
Oh, that's where it's at?
So we'll get...
Oh, that's perfect.
We'll get up early, you and I. We'll meet my brother in Greenpoint because it's a fucking mission for us.
Why does fluff sound like something some Section 8 housing would give you?
You know what Section 8? You know what Section 8 gave us, man? Nothing. We gotta get my mom got fucking government cheese in a block. We bring it to my grandfather's house. He had a meat slicer.
That's awesome.
Slices, and the peanut butter was fucking terrible. It came in like a tin can.
I like the peanut butter in tin
can. No,
was it chunky?
No.
Really?
It was nasty.
You know the one that I got one time because first off, my cousin Bella, she's a fucking cheapskate to the fullest degree. Her to the point that she would make literally mac. Was it mac and tuna?
That's gross.
For dinner. Because she didn't want to spend money.
Oh, like casserole type shit.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Gross.
So, I remember one time she bought a can. I was like, what's this? And my cousin was like, oh, this is peanut butter. I'm like, can we try this? And he's like, no, it's just, I'm like, I want to try it.
Gross.
Dude, I fucking loved it. Oh,
gross.
So, maybe because I was just such on the kick of peanut butter so much.
I don't know, dude. Gross.
What's your favorite peanut butter, by the way?
Skippy.
I'm not a Skippy guy.
See, he was weird. My mom would give this stuff away, right? 14th and 7th. I've been to Donut Pub.
Where's that?
14th and 7th. It's right by Union Square.
Is it good?
It's not bad. I've been there, Tony. Okay. I've been there. But anyway, my mom, the stuff that we would get from public assistance, my mom would get these, like, you know, like the WIC checks and stuff.
Cause, yes.
Because, again, my sister was, like, you know, 8 years younger than us. We get, like, the WIC checks and shit. My mom would get – my mom had a hook at the A&P. Her homegirl, Susan, was the cashier. So instead of us getting, like, kicks and Cheerios, like, all the non-sugar stuff, they let us get, like, fucking Fruity Pebbles.
Oh, God, Fruity Pebbles.
And instead of getting the canned peanut butter, we'd get Skippy. So my mom wouldn't let me have the Skippy. My grandmother was a Jif girl, though. So when I went to grandma's house for the weekends,
I like Jif.
Not a fan.
Really?
Not a fan.
You know what I was not a fan of? The Smucker's peanut butter.
Peanut butter and jelly? Oh, gross.
It's so disgusting, bro.
Dude, I have a jar of peanut butter. I'm 45 in August. I've had a jar of peanut butter on my person wherever I am for my whole entire life. Yeah, Shailen, they are the fucking goods.
Yeah, I mean, I've had them at Tim... Shailen, if you get a chance, go to Tim Hortons in Staten Island because you're not that far.
No, go to Alfonso's first.
But
no, the ones at Tim Hortons are good though.
What I'm saying,
I like Tim Hortons better than Dunkin'.
Well, what I'm saying is, if she can't make it to Alfonso's, there's Tim Hortons right there, and I think Tim Hortons is better than Dunkin' Donuts. Their coffee is, but their donuts and their sandwiches are fantastic.
Granny Bosoms, yes. another fucking Phil.
He said, "Fuck both of you." That combo was heaven sent. I was like, "You're out of your mind, Mario."
Yes, Kelly, Granny Bosoms.
What's Granny Bosoms?
My grandmother.
Oh,
my grandmother was like at the time. My grandmother was 50. She's like, she's 35.
Good for her.
And she had the rack on us. We called the Granny Bosoms.
Skippy is the best. It's an acquired taste. It just depends on. It's like McDonald's and Burger King. You know.
That, different though, because you got flame broiled and regular. This is peanut butter. Is peanut butter?
Okay. What's a good comparison?
Tim Bites better than Munchkins. Can't lie about that.
I like the Tim Bites better.
I love Tim Bites.
You know, Andrew, I agree with you, brother.
It's fucked up because when Staten Island first put the Tim Hortons here, I messaged Matty Legend. He's from Vancouver, yeah. And our buddy Stickman, who's from Ottawa. I messaged them both. I'm like, yeah, thanks. Now I have diabetes. You know. Because there was the only Tim Hortons that were here was across the street from Madison Square Garden, and it was the size of this room.
Believe it or not, I think they closed Tim Hortons. I think in the city now, there's no more. I think it's just only in Staten Island now.
There was only one.
Yeah, and they closed it down. I think
there's only one.
So, McDonald's greater than BK. Wendy's great.
You know what I just had from Wendy's the other night? Allie and I had the chicken sandwich with the guacamole.
God, don't you eat like a man? You gotta eat like a bitch. God, you're. What is wrong
okay,
with you?
Okay, terrific.
Oh, I got guacamole on my grilled chicken sandwich.
It wasn't grilled, you fucking asshat.
You put it on fried chicken?
God, I didn't. Wendy's did.
God, you're a girl. Jesus. God.
But yeah. New York is a melting pot. But a lot of stuff we didn't get. Like, when I was a kid, we had Jack in a Box restaurants.
I've never had Jack.
We had one, but they were... Now, Mario can tell you this. It's a West Coast thing.
Carl's
yeah,
Jr.
Yeah, exactly.
Carl's Jr. opened up in Brooklyn.
Carl's Jr., yeah.
I didn't know that.
Tim Hortons was by MSG, yes.
But they closed it down.
No, there was a pop-up one across the street where the Penn Hotel is, though. There was a little pop-up one,
too.
Dude,
I'm almost positive they closed it down.
I don't know. I think they did. They might have. But, yeah, man, like, we in Queens had, on Atlantic Avenue, we had when I was a kid, though, like in the early 80s, we had a fucking, for like a few months, we had Jack in the Box.
By the way, I forgot to tell you, you know what I had when I was shooting Mr. Robot in Middle Village? I had fucking Arby's for the first time.
Ooh, Arby's is a fine
establishment. On Metro? Is it Metropolitan?
Yeah, Metropolitan Avenue, by right too far
oh,
from
dude, it's
King.
Pretty fucking good. It's not bad. Sonic is overrated.
All right, Sonic, we have Sonic here in Staten Island.
It's overrated.
I like it in Bayonne. For some reason, out here on Page Avenue, it's fucking atrocious. I like the hot dogs, though. And the tater tots.
I think it's overrated.
I'm a fan.
You know what's really good that I love?
I don't like the one on Staten Island, though. It's a fucking shitty service.
Yeah. You know what's what I really, really like? I love Checkers. There's something about Checkers.
My brother likes Checkers. They're out on Long Island. I hate Checkers.
I love Checkers.
I like, what else do we have out here that I like? I like fucking Dairy Queen. We just got those. We got one at the terminal, the ferry terminal. We have one on Forest Avenue.
What's their popular, like...
We need... Dude!
Roy Rogers is the shit!
Dude, after Legends of the Ring a couple of years ago, me, Tony, Matt, and Eddie went to fucking Roy Rogers on... It was exit... Oh, what exit? Tony, what exit was it? That had the fucking... On the pike that had the Roy Rogers? Dude, they told me, he's like, yo, Phil, we're going to Roy Rogers. I'm like, what? And then you and I went there when Logan was born.
Yeah, right.
The same one.
It was me, you, Logan, and Brielle. We went there.
Logan was like fucking days old, man.
And it was like right after a flea market shopping. We went.
Yes.
But
that was the same, went to the same one that Tony and the Wizards took me to.
Wasn't that
the 8? Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Wait a minute. Wasn't that the day that you picked up all the baseball cards? The whole set?
Yeah. But we had Roy Rogers in Ridgewood.
Why did they get rid of Roy Rogers?
And when it was cool back in the day, it was August was chicken month, and you would get like these buckets of chicken, right?
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. Yes, Molly Pitcher. That was the rest.
Yes, exactly.
So you would get August is chicken month. So you would get like a fucking bucket of chicken inside of a beach cooler, and that was your.
I do remember.
So my mom would have these fucking Roy Rogers beach coolers with a Rockaway with them near Monroe, New Jersey.
Yo, what do you call it? You know the Wawa that we stop by sometimes in Elizabeth?
Fine establishment.
Okay. Remember the Burger King that's also right afterwards?
Yes.
That motherfucking Burger King used to be Roy Rogers back in the day.
Roy Rogers was the shit.
Oh, Roy Rogers was the shit. You know what? I didn't like... I really liked their burgers, though, used to make burgers at Roy Rogers. So good, bro.
Here's a Phil Ray, a fun fact. Kelly's in the room. Me and Kelly were at the grand opening of our Taco Bell in Ridgewood. Me, Kelly, my friend Randy...
How was that?
We got so fucked up. We bought a bunch of 40s, went to Taco Bell.
Good for you.
Like Kelly was the only one who had a regular job back then. So Kelly was the one who bought us a lot of dinner sometimes. So she's like, all right, but we all had money this time. We got a bunch of 40s, went to fucking Taco Bell, and we go to Taco Bell once a week at one point. Yeah, no, fuck. You know, I don't put pineapple on my pizza, Tony. I don't even want to get into this. We have wrestling talk to talk about.
Oh, dude, we only got 15 minutes until 10.
For the break.
Oh man, so much about talking about wrestling. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, no.
We want to do the card for AEW.
Well, you want to? Did you see Money in the Bank?
I did.
I have to go over that real quick. Real quick, NXT, good. You liked it?
I enjoyed it. I mean, the fact that fucking Tyler Breeze is back in NXT is fantastic.
Fun.
Great idea.
TakeOver's going to be dope. The Bobby Fish, Kyle O'Reilly are back as a team. Oh,
thank God.
And they fought,
Shit, who they fight? Because what's his name? Nigel even said Chasing the Dragon finishing move. He said the name of it.
Chasing the Dragon! Hello!
Hello!
Nigel!
God, who they fight?
They fought What's-A-Faces.
Oh,
man. They fought Gargano and Bro.
Yes, Bro.
I was telling Rob, doesn't his music sound like a fucking Dr. Dre song?
It does. It sounds like a Pac song.
Yeah. And I finally saw Walter in his heel turn.
That match was fantastic. It was good?
It was really good. He had, what do you call it? He's got ties to one of them.
Yeah, to Marcel Bartel. German guy.
Yeah. So him and Marcel they used to be a team.
Did you like the connection that Nigel did? He was like, wherever Marcel Bartel goes, you'll see Fabian. So there you go. So now what about that crew doing the fucking
bison? I like the Ring General shirt.
Isn't that dope?
I might mark out for that. I might buy that shirt.
The Ring General.
I like that.
Hands like frying pans.
I'm
telling you, somebody from WWE is going to hear that, and they're like, you know what? Let's make a shirt out of that.
All right, so I saw, after Game of Thrones depressed me, I watched the rest of
And then you got
Bank.
More depressed afterwards.
Yeah, I got more depressed. The kickoff match was the Usos beating Daniel Bryan and Rowan. Weird, having Daniel Bryan in a warm-up match.
After being one of the main events at WrestleMania,
Phil called this. Bayley won the Money in the Bank. I called it.
And by the way, she's now a Grand Slam champion.
She is. She's won all the SmackDown and Raw Women's Championships and the tag team.
Yep. She won them all.
And I called it, by the way.
You did. God bless you.
Ray Ray beat Joe rather quickly.
What a weird match, dude.
I thought Dominic was going to get involved.
Dominic from Ridgewood?
No, Dominic.
Oh, you mean Eddie's Dominic?
Yeah.
Oh.
The cage match was good. Shane McMahon, you didn't like it?
No.
I liked it.
The ending killed it for me, dude.
I liked it. How about my boy Tony Nese?
He won. That was a good match, actually.
Fucking Tony Nese. We've been watching Tony Nese since 2013. He's the goods, man.
He's good.
Long Island's own Tony Nese.
You know what I loved about that match is that the crowd was not into it, but then as soon as towards the end of the match, they got really into
it. And how dope is Daivari? What's up, Big Tone?
Ari Daivari is, I think he's one of the most underrated
talents. He's dope. He's got to get some new ring gear, though. That fucking coming to, you know, wearing dress pants to the ring is pretty gay.
You know, he's trying to be like a rich Persian.
Yeah,
that's what
I guess so.
It's all right.
Makes sense.
He looks like the guy who sells rugs at in the city.
Becky Lynch beats Lacey Evans, and then Charlotte beat Becky.
Yeah, well, I think we.
And then Bayley beat Charlotte.
Yeah, it was so weird.
So is Becky is Bayley going to be the full time heel now? I think.
No.
No, you don't think so?
No heel.
Okay.
No heel for her.
Roman Reigns beats Elias. Do we care?
I was kind of upset about that.
You wanted Elias to win.
You want to know why? Because Vince is calling him, like, the next big thing for SmackDown.
Yeah.
And then you have him lose to Roman Reigns. I mean, like, I love Roman Reigns, but, I mean, come on, dude.
Roman Reigns. Seth Rollins and AJ. That was pretty good.
That match was match of the night. For me, it was.
Yeah.
And then on to fucking, like...
How about Kofi beating Kevin Owens?
Good match. I enjoyed it.
Speaking of Kevin Owens, on a side note, remember I told you I bought a bunch of Pro Wrestling Guerrilla DVDs when I went to Kaiju Big Battle? The second one I bought was the Best of Kevin Steen.
Oh, boy.
Yo. There's a match with him him against Pac from 2007. Chop.
I heard it's amazing.
Chop. Dude, you have to watch it. Then there's another match with him and Generico against the Bucks from 2009 from the Battle of Los Angeles.
Yes.
You know what the main event was that night? Kenny Omega versus Roderick Strong. I got to get that fucking... If anybody has 2009 Battle of Los Angeles, please let me borrow it or do something. Like, give me a clip or something. Yeah. I got to see it. So Kofi beats Kevin Owens, and then the Money in the Bank, fucking Brock Lesnar. Now, you said Drew McIntyre, right? Or no, Shaylin said.
I said Sami Zayn.
You said Sami Zayn.
And he got knocked off. Right? Like, why isn't Sami Zayn not? Is it because, listen? Is it because they're punishing him because he doesn't want to go because of Saudi Arabia? Like, I don't get it.
I don't know. We'll talk about Saudi Arabia in a second, though. I want to get your opinion about something.
Okay.
But I got to tell you, for, I mean, the ladder matches, these, I mean, it gets amped
the
up.
The match was good.
Yes.
Very, very,
very
good.
Very, very good. But Finn Balor took a fucking beating.
He must have killed his back that match, dude.
Dude, if he's not, he's going to be crippled by the time he's fucking 40.
Dude, the, there were points in that match I thought Baron Corbin was going to win. I actually was like, oh man, Baron's going to get it this time.
And I love Ali. I know people, I love him.
Not a fan.
I feel like he's like the next, like, Rey Mysterio type of deal.
He's like vanilla ice cream, dude. He has no fucking, he's so bland.
I feel like he's the underdog. I like him.
You know what? Here's his problem. He's a great worker, but no character. Do I care that he dresses up like Sub-Zero?
No. I saw his documentaries, so now I'm invested a little more emotion in him.
Don't care.
Okay, you don't have to like him.
I like the other Arab.
Justin, I must agree with you. I haven't seen a lot of Pro Wrestling Guerrilla, but now that I've got I bought the Lemmy DVD because I wanted to see Dickinson and Brian Cage, because Dickinson's our boy, you know?
But, have you ever seen Brian Cage in PWG?
Yeah, I bought the DVD.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, did you ever see
it? No, that was the first time.
Oh.
I know.
He's sick.
I know.
And his tag team with fucking Michael Elgin?
Yeah.
Oh, bro.
Yeah.
Bro.
So Brock Lesnar's the last guy. He comes and cashes it in, and like see, here's what pisses me off even more, dude. Apparently he's going to announce who he's cashing it in against.
I hear rumors that he's just going to challenge. He's not even going to cash in. He's not going to use the Money in the Bank briefcase. He's just going to invoke his rematch clause.
Against Seth Rollins.
And then if he does lose against Seth Rollins, he'll just cash in on Kofi and get the, because Fox wants big names on SmackDown, since SmackDown's going to go to Fox eventually, you know?
Such bullshit.
Listen, the match was good. They thought that by throwing Brock Lesnar in that match, it was going to make fans happy. Let me tell you something. They have no fucking clue what the fans want. They don't know what the fans want.
Let me ask you a question. Are you happy? Or how do you? Let me rephrase the question. Okay. How do you feel about Kevin Owens not wanting to go to Saudi Arabia because of his boy Sami Zayn, who's Syrian? I think, right? Is Sami Zayn Syrian descent?
Sami Zayn is Syrian. He is of Syrian descent. He's also practices. I believe he practices Islam. I don't even know if he's really religious, but anyway,
it doesn't matter. I mean, he's still fucking.
Yeah,
he's still Muslim descent.
So I'm indifferent about it. I really don't care. I mean, like, a lot of people are just like, oh, a lot of people like 50-50. They're like, oh, Kevin Owens, he's an asshole, doesn't want to go there, and then he wonders why he doesn't get a push. And then the other people are like, oh, good for supporting Sami Zayn, blah, blah, blah. Like, who cares, dude? Who cares? You know what they should be doing in WWE? It's finding out ways as to why women can't fucking wrestle in Saudi Arabia in like, traditional, like, the way they're supposed to wrestle, you know? Women are, like, supposedly women are not wrestling in this fucking pay-per-view. It's fucking stupid.
It's very stupid. The fact that these Arabs are paying for fucking Goldberg and Undertaker is even more dumb than
me. It's retarded. 5-minute match for fucking gajillion dollars.
We said this last week too. I'm over it. I mean, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm gonna be home doing show prep, so I'll watch a little bit of it. You know what? Listen, there are things that we have to, but we should watch because of the sake of the show. People validate our opinion. This is something that I can't get with, but I'll watch just because of the. Because it's on,
Phil,
you know?
Why the fuck do we care as fans to watch two over-the-hill wrestlers?
I don't care, but there are a gazillion people on our social media gimmicks that care,
you know,
about
what?
Our opinion.
You know what? I'm going to give you the benefit of that.
You don't have to watch. I mean, no, I'll watch it. One of us has to watch it.
I'll watch it as well, just because I want you to get my opinion on the fucking show.
Well, no, I always want your opinion. I'm not going to force you to watch something
I
don't want to watch.
I want to watch it because I want to formulate my own opinion.
I want your opinion. I always want your opinion.
And God, that show's going to be fucking hard to watch, bro. It's going to be so fucking hard to watch that shit.
All right.
Anyways.
One more thing. I saw NXT UK.
Yeah, you told me.
I did tell you. Okay.
Did you enjoy the main event?
I did enjoy the main
event. Their first outing was better, though.
Yeah, and I enjoy the women more, I think.
Oh, what's her name?
All of them.
I like the tall broad. What's her name?
The hardcore chick.
The one that looks like Pete Dunne.
She called out Piper.
Yeah, Piper Niven, she called her out. She's like, I'm the boss.
Cool.
I like her.
Cool. I like Toni Storm. I like all those girls. I think they're fucking fantastic. And I just like that vibe. I like UK. They're fucking coming correct, man. All those matches are good. Noam Dar is a heel there.
I like Noam Dar. See, that's the thing about Noam Dar.
He's, dude, he's
I
dope.
I fucking hate him as a babyface. I nah, love,
dude, he's a heel now. I love him as a heel.
I love him.
And I love the factions. I love that kid, that the Irish kid.
Devlin.
Oh, my Jordan God. Devlin's, Jordan Devlin.
He's so good.
Rhea Ripley. Thank you, Shayla.
Rhea Ripley. Thank you. That's it.
I'm telling you, man.
Jordan Devlin is the shit.
Dude, I'm telling you, they are good. That whole brand is good,
Finn
man.
Balor trained that motherfucker good, man.
That whole brand. Oh. All those guys are talented. The fucking Kiwi Buzzsaw.
Yeah, I know.
He's good, too. I like him, too. I like a bunch of those guys.
But you got to remember, who's running that gig? Robbie Brookside, isn't he?
Robbie Brookside's running it.
Johnny Saint
is the GM.
That's great.
Nigel McGuinness calling the action. You know,
if they were smart, they would get fucking Dave Taylor there. They would get
Squire Dave, yeah.
Squire Dave.
Norman Smiley.
Get fucking Norman
Smiley. Well, Norman Smiley's still doing NXT, so.
Get those English guys over there. Teach.
But Brookside's doing NXT, too, isn't he?
He's doing both.
Speaking of trainers, you see who AEW signed?
Jerry Lynn?
No.
Who are you talking about?
Well, they signed Jerry Lynn already, but you know who they signed as a producer slash coach?
No.
The Man of a Thousand Holds.
Oh, Dean Malenko. Yes, I did see it. I saw him and fucking Anime Mike
in the
house.
Anime Mike's in the house.
Yeah, him, Cody, and fucking and Tony going into the fucking the plane.
She has my birthday.
Dean Malenko's with AEW.
The Shooter, baby.
I love the Shooter.
Yeah, man.
Fuck the Iceman. Shooter's the shit.
August 4th, baby.
You know, when I was a kid, I didn't understand.
Taylor's a producer for the UK. I didn't know that.
Oh, shit. There you go. I didn't know that. Look at your brother being an asshole already.
What's up, ladies, he says.
What a jerk off. You lost your phone in the fucking cab. You're an asshole.
Yeah, you jerk off.
You're a jerk off. That's what I think of you.
All right. So I've been in AEW mode.
You? I'm ready, bro.
I caught up with the Being the Elite. I watched the documentary. I watched the convict interviews. I watched Jericho's new promo, him working out in Batista's gym.
Did you see the new finishing
move?
The
Judas effect.
Oh, dude, that's going to be... you know what he's doing, right?
Yeah.
He's putting emphasis on a new move, so that way he doesn't have to do a code breaker.
And right, because he's 50 years old.
He doesn't want to fuck up his back anymore.
At least I'm not a mook.
You want to know something?
You know, Mike, you want to know something? You want a mook.
What is a mook?
Yeah.
This is true.
You know what, though?
I'm over here now.
Am I going to see Anime Mike tomorrow?
Yes, you are seeing Anime Mike tomorrow.
Oh, what a jerk off.
Bell.
I'm terrible.
All right. AEW tomorrow, 7 o'clock, Las Vegas from the MGM.
Oh, it is 7 o'clock. Okay, I wasn't sure if it was 6 or 7.
Yeah, 7 o'clock.
It's going to be a good day.
I think it's going to be 8 o'clock card. 7 o'clock is the pre-show, the Battle Royal, the Casino Battle Royale, the buy-in. They were going to run the Over the Budget Battle Royal, but they switched it up. Five competitors will start, five more being added to the mix in 3-minute intervals. The 21st entrant, the Lucky 21, will enter last. And it was recently announced to me by Choppy, because I didn't know, that the winner of the match will receive a future title shot at the AEW World Championship, facing off with either the winner of Jericho or Omega.
Yeah, whoever wins this Casino Battle Royale faces the winner of Kenny Omega and Jericho, and whoever wins that match goes on to become the new world champion for AEW.
Just an inconclusive breakdown, Justin Anderson. Dustin wore a shirt at the press conference tonight that said Dusty's favorite.
That's actually a gem! What a gem!
I played that promo before we started. If you listen to the first 4 minutes of the show, I opened up with the Cody promo.
He wore that shirt?
He wore a pants.
Dusty's favorite? Wow, that is insane!
Justin does not come correct.
Oh my God.
If Justin said it, then it means it's true. All right, so here's the entrance. Brandon Cutler, who got a contract, by the way. Did you see that? Brandon Cutler, his wife makes all the costumes for the Bucks and everybody. And he never asks for a favor. He's always doing stuff for the Bucks. So they invited him over to the house for to talk about the costumes. And they secretly planned, they filmed it. They offered him a contract.
And what did he say?
Cried like a baby.
No.
They had him calling his wife. They said, "Babe, you offered me a contract." She's crying on the phone. He's crying. I start crying. Like, this dude is like...
That's on YouTube?
Yeah. Oh, apparently, he was a wrestler and didn't work out for him and whatever, but he's been...
Is he a talent? Is he going to be a talent?
Yeah.
Wow.
His name is Brandon Cutler.
I heard the name, but I didn't know...
Yeah, if you saw him, you know who he is.
Hold on. I got to look this up.
Brandon Cutler, Glacier, Sonny Kiss, Ace Romero, Sonny Days, Brian Pillman Jr., MJF, who does a thing with Brandon Cutler, and Cutler almost fucks him up. Joey Janela. Jersey's own Joey Janela, the bad boy. Dustin Thomas, Billy Gunn, Jimmy Havoc.
Jimmy Havoc.
Jimmy Havoc from England, yeah, from UK. Michael Nakazawa, Jungle Boy.
Oh, I do know who he is. I remember Brandon Cutler. Now, okay.
Jungle Boy, that's Brad Pitt's kid, right?
No, not
Brad Pitt. It was the one who just died.
Oh, man. The guy from 90210.
Yeah, his kid.
Forget it.
Anyway, Luchasaurus, Isaiah Cassidy, Mark Queen, and Sean Spears.
Ty Dillinger?
Yeah.
Dillinger's in the
Sean Spears. Right?
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Sammy Guevara is going to be taking on Kip Sabian. That's the buy-in.
Okay.
Aja Kong, Yuka Sakasaki, and Emi Sakura versus Hikaru Shida, Riho, and Rio Mizami.
God, group of pronunciation there, buddy.
That's all Kenny Omega's girls.
Gotcha.
That he recommended from Japan. Thank you, Justin. Justin posted the link for the press conference.
Thank you, sir. Dr. Britt Baker versus Kylie Rae.
Mrs. Adam Cole versus Kylie Rae and Nyla Rose. Nyla Rose, that big chick, right?
Yeah, she's the transgender, right?
Yep.
The best friends versus Angelico and Jack. Oh, that's going to be a good match.
Yeah. They didn't Triple A just sign Angelico and Evans? Triple A from Mexico signed them?
I think they did, yeah.
Yeah. SoCal Uncensored versus SEMA, T-Hawk and L. Lindemann.
This is going to be really good.
Yeah, Oriental Wrestling of China has a couple of guys that they're big on, and they signed a deal with AEW, and they called out the SoCal Uncensored.
That's pretty cool.
Cody Rhodes versus Dustin.
That might be a show stealer, this one.
Yeah. For the AAA Tag Team Championship, the Bucks versus the Lucha Brothers.
Lucha Brothers are going to get the belts.
Let me tell you something, man. Did you see the press conference when they jumped the Bucks?
I saw that.
That was fucking great. He packaged pile drove him.
Yes.
I love fucking Pentagon, man. He's dope.
Zero miedo.
Zero miedo.
Yeah.
And of course, the main event.
Kenny Omega versus Christian.
Alpha versus Omega 2. Electric Boogaloo.
Is it a regular match or is it going to be like...
No, it's a regular match.
Because their first match was a street fight.
Kenny Omega said, he goes, now Chris Jericho, you have no excuse because this is going to be by the rules, he said.
Oh.
So Kenny Omega cuts a promo. He built some kind of fucking log cabin in Canada, in Winnipeg, and he was cutting a promo from there, and Jericho cut his promo. The build-up was dope. I watched it. When you dropped me off, I was doing it all day. I was watching fucking YouTube all day.
Good.
On the big screen.
I was listening to an interview with Jericho, and apparently him and Kenny Omega are really good friends.
That's his hero, one of his favorite wrestlers.
Well, just because they're both from Winnipeg.
Yeah.
Jericho said, just because we're the connection from Winnipeg, we became instant friends. Just because of that.
You know, I could tell you all day my absolute admiration for Kenny Omega. He's a guy who... In one sense, he was given up on. Like, everybody gave up on him.
Everybody gave up on him, and then he almost gave up on himself, too.
And all he did was reinvent himself and became the best wrestler in the world. not overnight, but,
Let me say something right here. Do you think he's the best wrestler in the world? He hasn't wrestled in months.
Right now, no, but he was. I mean, Okada right now is the best wrestler in the world.
Okada's number one right now.
I'd say Okada, him, AJ, and
I wouldn't even come up.
Kota Ibushi.
I wouldn't even come up, put him like a number two, because he hasn't wrestled.
No, so you put him in number three.
I say
it's Okada, AJ.
I would say Okada, AJ, Seth.
Seth over fucking Kota Ibushi?
Yeah, dude.
No.
Yes.
What about Naito?
Oh, dude, I forgot about Naito.
See what I'm saying? Like, yeah. What about Randy Orton? No,
Randy's like number 10 or 11.
No way.
Here I put right now. Best wrestler. Number one is Okada. Number two, AJ. Number three, Seth. Number four, I'm going to say Naito.
Number five, Jay Lethal?
Number five, definitely Jay Lethal.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair.
Ibushi, Ty.
Ibushi's not even in your top five?
Number six. Yeah, number six. I like it. Don't get me wrong. That's not bad. That's really not bad.
No, it's not bad. I think Ibushi's a little higher than that.
Jay Lethal is a fantastic talent. Dude.
Of course he is.
I love Jay Lethal. I mean, and I love Ibushi, too. There's nothing wrong with Ibushi.
I love Kota Ibushi.
But when you guys tell me Sonata's one of the greats out there, ugh, God.
I have to get caught up with the Super Juniors, but that Marty Scurll Tiger Mask match.
I saw that.
You saw the match? I told Rob on Sunday, I was like, dude, I was like, I don't give a fuck. Tell me what you want about Tiger Mask. He's old. He's this. He's that. Him and Marty put on a clinic.
He's still, really
he still got it. He still got it. All right. This has been a good show tonight. I'm not mad anymore. I was mad tonight.
It's actually very despite the fucking opening song. I mean, it's very we came back from that asshole song.
I'm an asshole though. Well, yeah. You're an asshole too though.
No, I'm not.
Sugar Shane, what's up, homeboy?
Hey, buddy, how are you?
How are
you? You know,
you just in time for the throwback, ladies and gentlemen. We're gonna take a quick break. We're gonna plug all our friends.
Do we have to?
Of course we do.
I'm sorry, I'm just joking.
Plug our boys, man. We have to plug Inclusive and
do we have to plug the Radioactive?
Yeah, we do.
Actually. Okay, we do.
We gotta record new plugs though, because the one I have on there for them sucks. We gotta do a new one. Maybe we put your voice on this time.
What?
Okada, that's right, baby.
Rainmaker. What do you know about Okada? You don't know dick. Oh, I forgot my boy Jay. What?
He's not top five for you?
No.
Is he seven?
Probably seven. Probably lucky number seven.
He needs Rob's number one.
Number
seven on the list. Number one in the hearts. That gets an okay, terrific.
Okay, terrific.
God.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are the Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We're live on Rant EM Radio, part of the Shining Wizards Network. As always, it's Phil, it's Choppy, it's the amazing chat room tonight, it's Facebook Live. You guys are on point. I love you guys. Thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight. And we're going to plug our friends and then come back with a nice little throwback for you.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
If you're not tuned in to the Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Oh my God, I just love the Shining Wizards. It's four fucking virgin marks complaining about a fucking fake fighting show. Keep going, boys. The Stallion fucking loves you.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, rantemradio.com. It's the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Horns up. This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at inconclusivepod or facebook.com/inconclusivebreakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Rant EM Radio, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com. We'll see you there.
This is the last professional broadcaster, Sam Roberts, and you're listening to Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea and Choppy on Rant EM Radio.
We'll be right back. That's funky.
I actually like this thing better than his most recent one.
Oh, the Enough is Enough?
Yeah, I like that one.
I almost played that one. All right, we're back. The Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
You know I was watching The King of the Ring from 94?
Yeah, that was fun.
When he beat 123 Kid and Razor.
Can we get AEW ice cream bars after pay-per-view tomorrow? You need to get Rob on the show, the voice of reason.
Yeah. Fuck him.
You know Rob has an open invite. Come on, throw it back anytime he wants.
Fuck him.
What the fuck is wrong with you, dude?
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
All right, are you ready for a throwback?
And now, here is your throwback of the week, sponsored by the Shining Wizards Network and Rant EM Radio.
I did not do it.
It's funny that Big Tone's bringing up Doom. I just started watching the Guts and Glory Clash of the Champions when Teddy Long introduces them. Oh. And Jimmy Garvin's first appearance as the Freebird in the tag finals against the Dynamic Dude.
He was always a Freebird.
We're going to be doing that, actually. We're going to be doing that that event next month, I think. That's Terry Funk versus Ricky Steamboat. I refuse to be on the same show with Mr. Cyst.
Listen, buddy.
You know what's going to happen, Rob? He's going to get mad. He's going to call you something. He's going to call you names.
What kind of name am I going to call him?
You're going to call him a...
Spear Checker.
Yep. That's exactly what you're going to do. That's fucked up, dude. Because Rob's not even black. It's fucked up. You're a fucking racist. You know that, right?
Not as racist as Lars Sullivan.
You know what Lars Sullivan's going to do?
Then fuck his ass. Make him humble.
He should be fired.
He should be fired. All right. May 23rd, 1999, from Kansas City, Missouri.
What a pay-per-view this was.
It is WWF Over the Edge. All right. Your hosts are Jerry Lawler and Jim Ross, of course, as always. Your backstage announcers are a very slim Kevin Kelly and Mitchell Cole.
Mitchell Cole.
Jericho used to call him. Trough Martinez. I love it. So on Sunday Night Heat, leading up to this, corporate ministry member was it corporate? Yeah, corporate ministry member Midian.
Yes.
Beat up Vince McMahon with a chair.
Yes.
And sent Vince to the hospital, leaving us with Shane McMahon as a special guest referee for the main event tonight, which is Stone Cold Steve Austin versus the Corporate Taker.
Yeah, Corporate Taker.
Oof.
What a shit show this was.
You've never watched Over the Edge 99. Well, Shane, do me a favor. If you're going to watch it, don't watch the WWE Network version of it because they cut out the most significant part of it. And we'll talk. Well, let's premise it. So,
yeah.
All right. The card wasn't terrible. I actually enjoyed some of these matches. You didn't enjoy them?
I enjoyed the opener.
God, X-Pac and Kane versus D'Lo and Mark Henry?
That was a good match.
Very good match.
I enjoyed it, actually.
With Ivory, how about Ivory? Tina Marie, quite the looker, huh?
Yeah, she's a nice Italian woman.
She can get it. At one point, Mark Henry charges in the corner, but eats the elbow. Kane hits him with a slam. Tilt the World Slam to D'Lo. Pac goes for the slingshot Pescado to Henry on the floor, but he catches him and rams him into the post. Kane hits a reverse suplex on D'Lo and slams him. Mark Henry snaps Kane's neck off the ropes, allowing Brown to hit the leg lariat for a two. Brown and Henry double-team X-Pac on the floor. Kane goes up and dives onto everyone to the floor, which is pretty cool for Kane. Back in, Kane was pretty agile for his time.
No, he's very quick.
Yeah, Kane hits a flying clothesline to Mark Henry for a two. Brown makes the save. D'Lo Brown makes a save. Love D'Lo Brown. Spin kick by X-Pac to D'Lo. He gives him the Bronco Buster. Clothesline by Henry to Kane, and he avalanches X-Pac from behind. Kane gets a chokeslam for the three.
The tag team of D'Lo Brown and Mark Henry in 99, you know, I was always hoping those guys were going to win the belts. Because I had picked up WrestleMania 2000 for the Nintendo 64.
Double A in the room.
Hey!
What's up, boss man?
And they always put those D'Lo and Mark Henry as a tag team always together.
Yeah.
In that game.
Yeah.
And I always wanted those two to win the belts, and they never won the damn belts. They should have won the belts.
Yeah, I think they were just too wrapped up on the popularity of X-Pac, because they were over.
I mean, X-Pac was really over.
I mean, they broke DX up. DX had broken up at this point.
I was so upset.
Yeah, Triple H joins the Ministry.
And then Badass.
Billy Gunn turns on everybody.
On
X-Pac.
And I remember the promo very well, because Road Dogg was like, yeah, you know, we're going to be with our buddies out there. And then Billy was like, bro, when it comes to the belts, there are no friends.
Wait a second. We just talked about food in regions.
Yes.
I had Burger King for dinner tonight. There was not one fucking taco on that menu. His Burger King, he's in South Florida.
Ugh.
He's got a fucking taco.
Taco? Ugh.
I'm not going to waste my time either, boss, but you see what I'm saying? Like
flame broiled taco?
Well, we just. Oh, Double A is late to the party. I don't know if he was listening before, but we just had a discussion how different fast food restaurants have different regions of the food and everything. And Duran has spoken about that. Like in the South, they put mustard on their fucking hamburgers at McDonald's. Yeah. Anyway.
Oof.
This match was fucking awful. The hardcore title match.
You want to know why their past match, like their best match, was probably the St. Valentine's Day Massacre when they went into the Mississippi River.
Yeah,
that match. This is.
I'm over the whole fucking hardcore thing, and they brought it back now.
Oh God, we forgot to talk about that.
I don't want to talk about it. I'm over it.
God,
I was home for it. I was like,
did you hear what R-Truth is calling it?
Yeah,
he's like
the European title.
I gotta be careful with my European title.
I was so great. I had worked till 5 o'clock. On Monday. So I was coming home. Shaylin mentioned it too. The Burger King taco. I never had it. But I was telling Allie, I said, I want to watch Raw tonight. I want to see what Mick Foley's going to do with that, with the belt. I was hoping it was my belt. I was hoping it was a TV title, but obviously, wishful thinking. Anyway. Al Snow retains. It was way too fucking long. This match was way too long.
Because in the past they've had long matches too, and they thought, oh, let's have another long match. But they've wrestled too many goddamn times already. It's enough. I thought their feud was over already.
They had previous better brawls, like you said.
Yeah.
Yeah. We cut to the back. The Briscoe and Patterson confirmed the ambulance is on the way for Vince. Patterson claims that Vince's ankle is broken.
I hate the Stooges as baby faces.
Yeah, me too.
I don't like them.
I like the Stooges as heels. They showed a video package for the Godfather and the Blue Blazer.
God, no.
Now, this match is totally... What pisses me off about the network, right, is that... Listen, I understand the severity. Let me paint the picture for you. I just became an EMT 4 months prior. I was a brand new EMT, and I was a trauma junkie. I was volunteering and just pulling a lot of hours to get experience. I was actually on the ambulance. Someone was recording it for us on a hot box. So Tank was my dispatcher. And he was getting... The person who was recording it was calling Tank on the phone. Tank calls me on the radio and says, Phil, can you call the base? Now, I thought Tank wanted food, because it's why Tank never asks for a landline.
Yeah.
Unless there's something going on with the hospital diversions or whatever. Tommy normally never asks when he dispatches, never asks for a landline. So I call Tommy from my friend's Motorola fucking Razor phone. And he told me that Owen Hart died. So what pisses me off is that, and they don't even play the match on the network. It's the Intercontinental title match. You could edit this whole thing, right? And not put... Listen, you could do this. How about this? I'm going to play the announcement. How about this? You could play the whole match and not play this.
Here at in Kansas City...
Not the match, you know what I mean.
Wrestling Federation and all of us. Owen Hart was set to make an entrance from the ceiling. And
I love how the guy in the background with the baseball hat said, He's dead.
And I have the unfortunate... responsibility to let everyone know that Owen Hart has died. Owen Hart has tragically died from that accident here tonight.
What I meant to not play the match, but play the promos. You know? I don't understand why you wouldn't play any of this stuff.
I know why.
Because they don't want to get sued by Martha Hart.
But they already settled.
No, it's not that. The settlement was as follows. They are not allowed to mention Owen's name on any shows ever again, even on the network.
I wasn't aware of that, so I take it back.
The only thing that I think I don't know what the deal is because I saw him on the King of the Ring stuff. He's all over the King,
but he's all over the network.
But anything that pertains to his death, or even mentioning him on future shows, they can't do it. And
so not play, obviously there wasn't a match. I meant to say play the promo. They should have played at least the video package.
From what I was from what I read in internet rumors and stuff, apparently the Godfather was going to drop the IC title to Owen that night. Owen was supposed to get the title that night and become the new IC champ, and that's because he was getting over as the Blue Blazer. But as a hokey, funny, comedic character.
Yeah, that's what Jim Ross said.
It was hysterical.
You know, it just pisses me off that they didn't play the package.
They won't.
I know, I'm just saying.
It's retarded. I'm trust me, I'm on your side on this, man. It's just retarded that the network is bullshit.
So, I was upset because I was getting on the Owen Hart bandwagon at the time. And I'm getting a little emotional because it was me and Tank and I were. This was the same year SmackDown came out, and this was a big year for wrestling. Big year for me. I was a brand new EMT. I was just starting my career. I wasn't even actually a paid EMT yet. I was doing it for funsies. Still working my two jobs. And it was bad, man. Like, the feedback. Now, again, you have to understand, it's 1999. The internet wasn't that big. It was still dial-up. So we had the AOL chat rooms. You had the message board. But then you had just like these dirt sheets, and you had all the bullshit, and you never got a definitive story until the lawsuit shit came out, you know. Owen didn't want to do it. I don't know. See, no, Brett said that. Brett said Owen didn't want to do it. But how does Brett know? Brett wasn't even there. You know what I'm saying? Brett was in WCW.
Well, from what I read story wise, Brett said that Owen had spoken to Brett prior to the event. And said that you know, Brad, they want me to take this. They want me to do this stunt, and I don't feel comfortable doing it. And you know, Brett was like, "Oh, did you talk to Vince?" He's like, "Yeah, Vince reassured me that everything was going to be safe because he did it himself and he showed me it was going to be safe. So once I saw him do it, I'm somewhat okay about it, but I'm still not fully comfortable about it." And Brett was like, "Then don't do it. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do." And I guess they convinced him to do it, regardless of the fact that he didn't want to do it. Because, you know, he's a company guy. He was a company guy. And,
yeah.
You know, of course, the accident happened, and I think he fell like 40 or 50 feet, whatever it was, the height of it. I think he would have survived. What I remember hearing is that he hit a turnbuckle. His head bashed really hard into a turnbuckle.
And broke his neck.
And I think that if he had just fell to the mat, I think he would have survived. I still think this is a very day. If he had just fallen to the mat, he would have survived. And the fact that he banged his head onto a turnbuckle is probably the reason why he died.
So, the thing, too, is, and Brett, it had to be bad for the Hart family, obviously. Anytime you lose a sibling, and I know this, I lost a sibling. Anytime you lose, I had to unplug my sibling from life support, so, a couple of years ago. So, I could tell you that it's a fucking deal, right? What makes this more significant is that Owen's contribution to the brand. He was a consummate professional. He was one of the most liked people in the wrestling industry from what his peers say in shoot interviews. And if you watch the tribute the next day.
I remember the tribute. In detail.
Like Austin, McMahon's. Deborah,
Triple H in China in tears.
Deborah and
Jeff in tears. Him
and Jeff were best friends.
In tears.
You know,
Mark Henry in tears.
Like it changed the landscape of the company. At that point, they were in the driver's seat. They had just taken over the ratings. They were on a high. It was The Rock, Austin, Taker, Mick Foley. It was like this.
We thought, us as fans thought like nothing bad could happen, and all of a sudden this tragic death happened.
Yeah.
And McMahon probably had to, like, pull back a little bit. Like, guys, we got to, like, take it easy now because we're doing so well. We don't have to do anything that, you know.
What's up, Deontay? Yeah. I think, you know what, Deontay, he will be in the Hall of Fame. Unfortunately, like Choppy said, it's the spouse. It's the spouse who's not allowing
His wife is just, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Triple H makes nice with everybody. Living Proof, Bruno, Warrior, Billy Graham, who's still a dick, though. You know, it was, once people make peace, they'll get their due. Owen will get his day. He'll get his shine. And his kids are now fully grown, so that'd be cool for them, you know? It's been 20 years yesterday.
Yeah.
So.
I still go back to what I said before. I think I remember saying, we were talking about this, you know, how, you know, people said, oh, you know, if Owen hadn't died, he would have been world champion. I don't think so.
Listen, let's talk about, and I've spoken about this with every co-host. The Hall of Fame, people like to put, this happens with athletes and wrestlers. Sometimes people, I think Mitch Richmond should have went into the Hall of Fame for basketball, but Mitch Richmond wasn't an amazing player. But that's because I have a thing, you know. It's but in hindsight, you know, at the time, Owen wasn't world champion material.
Absolutely not. He was a mid-card talent.
And on top of that, they gave him a rub 4 or 5 years before at Mania with Brett. The whole thing.
Listen. And this is how I see. This is how I see Owen Hart. Owen Hart was a mid-card to upper-card talent. I don't think he was a guy who needed the belt because you want to know why? He had main event feuds with everybody. He had main event feuds with Brett at SummerSlam.
Triple H. Austin.
Shawn Michaels. Remember those main events that he had with Shawn? He had a lot of main events. I think he also had a couple of matches with The Rock. I mean, he didn't need to be the world champion. I think he was, and I think the reason being is because he was a family man. If he was a world champion, he wouldn't be able to see his family.
People also say that about Curt Hennig. Curt Hennig was a world champion prior to his WWF run, but everybody's like, as soon as Perfect died, it's like, oh, he should have been world champion. When Chris Candido died, it was like, Chris Candido should have been world champion. I would have made Chris Candido world champion. You would too, but he wasn't world champion material.
He was not, unfortunately.
Because people like to glorify the dead, and listen. I understand people are like, oh, you know.
And also, to be fair, before Eddie died and he won the WWE,
No.
I didn't think he was world champion material.
That was a whole Davy and Goliath. Davy. David. It was my Catholic school days again. David and Goliath syndrome.
Lesnar.
Yeah. Which was perfect. Again.
I think he. I never. Like, no disrespect to Eddie. I loved Eddie. But did I think he was world champion material? No.
No.
But he made it work, though.
Let me ask you something. Would Owen Hart, let's say Big Show was world champion at that time. Do you think they would have given somebody like Owen Hart a rub? Like a David versus Goliath type thing? No? You can't see it?
Because you want to know why?
Was Mick Foley world champion material?
Yes. Though? Absolutely. Fuck you, Phil. Yes, he was.
I love Mick Foley.
Phil, he was
I think charismatic. He worked hard, but
dude, he had such a connection with the crowd.
Yeah, but
dude,
you're not putting his fucking face on cereal boxes and posters.
Nope,
and
but
shit.
You want to know something? Had a number one bestseller.
Yeah, after he was done, dude.
Doesn't matter.
But listen, I'm not. What I'm saying is, there's certain guys who have a look to them, or talent wise. There's a couple. How about the guys who are super, super talented, never got a fucking title?
Who's this?
Rick Rude?
Curt Hennig? Well, I tell you why. Because a lot of those guys that were super talented and didn't get the belt were because of, first off, A, Curt Hennig, the reason he never got the title is because I think Vince couldn't rely on him because he was so injured with his back. That was first off.
What about Ray Ray?
Ray Mysterio? Ray Mysterio should never have been world champion. Never should have been world champion.
See, I disagree. I like the whole big guy thing.
I hated it. And I'll tell you right now, as fucked up as it's going to sound, if Eddie Guerrero had not died, he would never have been world champion. Ever. Sorry, he would never have been world champion.
Okay, that's fair. But the point we're trying to bring out to you guys is that a lot of fans put that emphasis on dead people.
Correct. Now, on Benoit, though, I think Benoit should have been world champion no matter what. I thought he was fantastic.
Yeah, and this is Benoit the talent, not Benoit the family.
Yeah,
killer.
No.
Because people are like, oh, you can't talk about Chris Benoit. Fuck that. You have to.
How about this? Go fuck your hand for all I fucking care.
Yeah, you have to acknowledge when it's good. Like, not for nothing, man. Steve Garvey was a fucking amazing baseball player. Couldn't keep his fucking zipper up, though. Fucked everything in sight. You know?
You want to know something?
Pete Rose gambled on fucking baseball. Which was the worst thing you could do in baseball, but still doesn't negate the fact that he fucking broke the second best baseball record ever.
Listen, Pete Rose, for the gambling that he did, you want to know something? There's other guys in that industry that did worse than he did.
Right.
And they're in the fucking Hall of Fame.
Right.
And you know what? And
Ty Cobb was a fucking racist,
piece of shit.
Racist, womanizing fucking... He was accused of lynching fucking people.
And he's in.
The
MLB is a fucking political...
Well, no, the commissioner was at the time.
Yeah.
The commissioner at the time had a hard on for him. The problem now is they can't reverse it because of the way baseball had it implemented was weird. They're going to eventually...
You don't think they're gonna change that so he can go in finally? Because he has to go in.
Yeah, after he dies.
No, yeah. You shouldn't do that, man.
Yeah, that's... NFL's the worst, Shane. I agree. NFL's the worst of them all. At one point, the NFL had over 300 fucking felonies in the league. 300 felonies.
Because they didn't know how to control these young fuckers.
They're fucking animals. Anyway.
Anyways, I'm sorry.
The point is that people like to glorify famous people after they're dead to what they're really not.
And I'll tell you why Owen would never have been world champion. They had too much main event talent. They had Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah, you can't.
The Rock, Undertaker, who I'm not a fan of, but he was a main event talent. Fuck
that. Ken Shamrock. No, I'm joking.
He left by the end of 99.
No, he was in the union.
That's right. I mean, but by the end of 99, he was
gone. I'm joking.
They had a lot of main event talent at the
time. They did.
You think Owen was going to be in that mix? No, never.
Maybe if Owen would have went to WCW.
You want to know something? This is what I think could have happened. If Owen stayed alive and had gone into the Ruthless Aggression era where they split brands, I think then he would have been world champion. Because Raw had its own world champion and SmackDown had its own world champion. Could you imagine the matches you would have seen with Owen versus like Eddie? Or Owen versus Benoit? Owen versus Kurt Angle? That'd be insane! It would have been insane, dude!
Of course you like Ken Shamrock,
He's a jerk off.
Jerk off just like you. You fucking dildo. My little brother. We love you, kid.
We love you, Mike. Yeah, back to the pay-per-view. Sorry.
No, it's fine, dude. This is what we're here for. Literally.
Yes!
That's what we're here for.
Why are you taking my gimmick, dude?
Dude, I'm stealing it.
Okay.
Famous people who were deceased are suddenly put on pedestals. That's right. Right. Every day on social media. Every day, Shaylin.
I love the fact that I knew Yogi Berra when I was in Hillside, New Jersey.
I want to go to his stadium, the New Jersey Jackals.
Yeah, we could go there.
I want to go there so bad. That's the one stadium I haven't been to yet.
Yeah, we could go there.
Oh, I love that place. I want to go there really bad.
It's funny, though, because I met him when I was like 12 years old. I didn't know who the fuck he was.
Dude has 10 rings, bro. And he wasn't even... Listen,
he's such a nice guy.
And he wasn't an amazing catcher. He just was a fucking beast at the plate, and he won a bunch of championships.
But he was so nice, too.
Oh, he's amazing.
He
coached the Mets to the World Series.
I was playing football with a couple of friends of mine near his house, and he had a nice fucking house in Hillside. So we go there. He throws the ball. I'm throwing the ball. I miss the catch, whatever. I go up to – it goes up to his lawn, and he grabs the ball. He was outside. He grabs the ball. Here you go, kid. Oh, thanks, Mr. Barrett. Thank you very much. And that was it. He was like, eh, not a problem. You can play here anytime you want, kids.
One of the nicest guys ever,
dude,
man.
Such a gem of a human being. What a nice guy.
Yeah.
And then my friends were like, do you know who the fuck that is?
10 championships.
I was like, no, who the fuck is that? I was like, I told him it's Mr. Barrett. Yeah,
he managed the 73 Mets to the World Series.
Can you believe that? It's insane. He's like, that's Yogi. They were like, 12 years old. That's Yogi fucking Barrett from the Yankees, dog.
You know, the Yankees are, they won 27 championships. He won 10 of them.
Isn't that insane?
He played with all of them, bro.
Wasn't he with Mickey?
DiMaggio, Mantle, fucking Gehrig.
God.
All those fucking dudes.
Jesus Christ.
Rizzuto, he played with Rizzuto. He played with Billy Martin.
That's insane, dude.
He is the Bill Russell of baseball. Yeah, Bill Russell won a ton of fucking championships with the Celtics. A ton.
Can I ask you something? who would you say is your favorite? Not baseball. Now we're going into, now we're talking about NBA. Who's your favorite basketball player of all time?
Growing up, I had three or four.
Three. Okay.
Mitch Richmond.
Okay.
All right.
Decent.
Yeah. Patrick Ewing.
Really good.
Yeah. Chris Mullin.
Really good.
Well, New Yorkers, obviously.
Well, he was really good.
But New York had a great basketball history.
Of course.
Obviously, I love Jordan.
Really, really, really good.
But, and, of course, the great Larry Bird.
Again, me and my dad used to argue about this all the time. I'd be watching Jordan play. I'm like, Jordan's the best. And he'd be like, Larry Bird is better. I was like, you're out of your fucking mind. He's not better than fucking
Jordan. Yogiism. 90% of baseball is half mental. Hey, Rob. They'll give you cash, which is just as good as money. Remember that one?
Yes. So, yeah, I think my top four is Jordan, number one. Larry Bird. Oh, no, not Larry Bird.
Oh, am I ranking them?
Yeah, as your favorites.
Oh, my favorites is Mitch Richmond, Larry Bird, Patrick Ewing, Michael Jordan, Chris Mullin.
Really? Michael Jordan, number four?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I hated the Bulls.
So what?
But I love Jordan, though.
Jordan's amazing. Okay, number one is Jordan. You're going to call me crazy. Number two, Dennis Rodman.
It's not crazy. He's the best defender in basketball.
Best rebounder of all time, in my opinion.
Of course.
Number three, Penny Hardaway.
Oh.
Love Penny Hardaway.
I love that fucking team, man. Ask Kelly. Me and Kelly watched the 95 finals.
Did you really?
It was Orlando and Portland.
Oh, that's so good.
We watched that at her house.
You're going to give me a lot of shit for this. Reggie Miller. I love Reggie.
I don't hate Reggie Miller. I hated Reggie Miller for 5 minutes.
Because
he beat the fucking Knicks by himself. You have to understand something. The Knicks haven't won a championship since 1970, okay? I've been a Knicks fan since, when did Ewing get drafted? 85? I was 11? 10?
You were 11.
Yeah. That's how long since I've been a basketball fan. But I didn't watch the Knicks weren't good. So when I was growing up, it was the Lakers, it was the Celtics, it was the Pistons.
So think about this for a second, people. When Philly became a fan, it took them 10 years to get to the finals.
Yeah, 94.
94 against the Rockets. Number five is Bird. And then number six would have been Grant Hill.
For me, it's six could be, there's one more guy that I could put in my top five. I could swap out Chris Mullin for Dominique Wilkins.
Okay.
I saw a lot of Dominique Wilkins.
My number seven would have been Muggsy Bogues. Muggsy was a shit.
Muggsy Bogues.
Yeah! Muggsy was 5'3".
But that Charlotte team was dope, though. It was him, Alonzo Mourning, Larry Johnson.
Larry Johnson was amazing.
Dennis Scott.
Oof.
Steph Curry's dad was on that team, I think.
Oh, my God. Remember, Larry Johnson was a beast, bro. He was
nasty. Grandmama.
Oof.
Grandmama.
What about the Pistons, bro?
Bro, stop. Vinny Johnson.
Bad Boys? Oh.
Dude, Vinny Johnson was the man. The microwave, they called him.
Yeah,
off the bench, it was Vinny Johnson. Oh. Fucking Joe Dumars, Bill Laimbeer, Isaiah Thomas.
They hated Laimbeer, bro.
Everybody hated, but they all hated Kevin McHale too. Robert Parrish.
But Laimbeer was an asshole.
I bet Chobby be liking Christian Laettner.
Mm.
He was a terrible pro, Deontay. He was a terrible pro. Right. Well, because he was Grant Hill's boy, that's why.
The
fucking Duke team was mint, though. But Christian Laettner was a fucking terrible pro.
He was okay.
Penny was the shit. You know who just got a coaching job? At Michigan, Juwan Howard.
Really?
He's coaching the Michigan Wolverines.
Good for him.
Yep.
Good for him.
That's a fucking team too, man.
Oh, there was a really good basketball in the 90s, bro.
We could do a whole podcast on fucking 90s basketball. Yeah. Forget it.
That's when I was a fan.
Yeah.
It's what about David Robinson, bro?
The Admiral.
Oh.
Dude.
He retired in 2003.
They won championships without any great players. They beat the Knicks in 2000. When the Knicks had Sprewell and
I remember.
And it was like, my dad was so upset. My dad was really sick at the time. He was dying. And I went up to New England to see him. And we were watching the finals. And he looked at me and he goes, man, Patrick Ewing is one of the greatest players of all time. And he'll never win a ring. I'm like, Dad, stop. He goes, he's the missing link. I'm like, Dewey Robinson? He goes, no, not that missing link. The fucking wrestling shit he said to me. He's like, the missing link, he's an ugly motherfucker. I said, Dad, he's not as ugly as what's his face, though. Who's the other guy? Willie McGee's one of the ugliest guys in baseball, but in basketball, the other guy was the fucking... I forgot his name already, but he's an ugly motherfucker, too.
I think Patrick... You're going to call me probably crazy, but Patrick Ewing is the Dan Marino of NBA. Is that fair to say?
He's one of them, because there's a lot of guys. Look at Charles Barkley, the same thing, though.
Oh, Charles Barkley was so good, though.
Never won a championship. I hate him as an announcer. I know. He's amazing. Amazing fucking player.
Oh, my God. Amazing.
That 93 Suns team?
Yes.
With him and Thunder Dan and fucking Kevin, what's his face? The guard? Oh, fuck. He's like a mayor now. But that whole they could have. They almost beat. They could have beat the Bulls.
Yeah, they could have.
Kevin Johnson.
Yeah, Kevin Johnson, yeah.
That team was fucking dope, man. Him, Dan Majerle, Kevin Johnson.
You know who I liked a lot, too, was the Supersonics. Seattle.
Oh, my God. Dude, fucking the glove.
Oh.
The glove? Gary Payton, Sean Kemp.
Oh.
Fucking Declan Shrimp. Oh, my God. Those teams were fucking mid. What about the fucking Trailblazers? Drexler, Houston. Drexler, Olajuwon, Kenny the Jet Smith from fucking New York City, from Queens. Stop it, bro. I go on and on and on, dude.
Such amazing players
back then.
Dude,
every team had great players back then, man. Every team had great players.
You know what it is? You know what's the problem with today's basketball? And I'm sorry, people. We're going
Fuck it. It's our show.
It's like, you know how each player back in the 90s had its own specific job on that team, on the starting lineup?
Of course, yeah.
Now it's more about, like, who the fuck could shoot more points?
Well, who's getting the who's making the dream team?
Yeah, who could drill him from half
Where's
court?
Where's LeBron going, you know?
Yeah, fuck LeBron.
LeBron's an amazing player.
Fuck him!
He's amazing, though.
Fuck him.
He is.
I think Steph Curry's better.
See, that's the thing. We had this I don't know.
Listen,
Dr. J. See how we were. I was at the tail end of Dr. J when he was on that 6-team with Moses Malone and Barkley and what about Iverson?
Allen Iverson was amazing, bro. And he was not a big man.
Kobe Bryant, bro. Listen, Kobe was fucking.
Can I just say something about Kobe?
Kobe was so underrated at one point, bro. I mean, he became a legend, but at one point he was so good. And
I
underrated.
Hated Kobe Bryant.
No way, man. I loved Kobe.
No. Let me finish. I hated Kobe Bryant because. Not because he was bad, because he was so fucking good. I hate him because I was like, man, this motherfucker never fucking loses, bro. And him and Shaq as a team, forget it. Nobody can fucking topple that team.
Toon Squad, they saved the planet. Foul, hit him high, hit him high, hit him high.
That was a good fucking song.
I had that movie.
I like that song.
I had the whole soundtrack.
Shit, forget about Kobe.
Dude, Rick Fox, what about Robert Horry? Oh, Robert Horry was, he won 5 titles. With two, three different teams.
Yeah.
He was always on those teams. Rick Fox. Didn't he fucking... Was he married to Vanessa Williams?
Can I ask you something? Who's your favorite coach of all time? I love Phil Jackson.
I liked Phil Jackson.
Number one is Phil Jackson for me.
I'm a Pat Riley guy.
Pat Riley was great. I love Pat Riley.
Donnie Nelson. Red Auerbach.
Yeah. Yeah.
I liked a bunch of coaches, man. I liked...
Do you like Steve Kerr as a coach?
No. I like Larry... Who's the guy? He used to do the announcing with Mike Fratello.
Mike Fratello, yeah.
Yep. Hubie Brown was a great coach. He coached the Knicks for a little while.
I think Phil Jackson's number one.
Phil Jackson was
amazing.
Because
he did Bulls into the Lakers, dude.
What about Pop? Greg Popovich.
Yeah. You're right.
Amazing fucking player, man. Amazing coach. All right. Let's keep it moving. Jeff Jarrett and Beat Deborah.
Can we talk about 90s NBA and forget about this pay-per-view?
Hello, ladies.
Davidas and Nicole Bass.
And Queens, New York's own Nicole Bass. Every time I see her, I still look for a fucking Adam's apple. Even though I saw her up close almost every day in the park jogging.
I can't believe she's also passed away, too.
Yeah, rest in peace. This was a good fucking match, though.
It was all right. It wasn't too bad.
It was fun. It was fun.
She was a horrible talent, though.
She was supposed to be, though. She knew it.
Horrible.
Miku-san.
Miku-san in the house!
What's up, buddy?
How are you, buddy?
All right. So, I mean, they won and they started a courtship.
I feel bad for Val in this one.
Yeah.
Next.
All right. So, they had another segment with Vince being pulled away. They really couldn't cut to what happened to Owen, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
They wouldn't. Video package for Road Dogg and Billy Gunn.
I was very weirded out by this match a little bit back in when it first came out.
They edited the fucking Road Dogg's promo.
I know.
On the network.
This is what I don't understand about this network. You have the network, you have all this footage. Why edit something that should not be edited? Because there's a fucking TV rating on there that says what you can and cannot watch for your kids. I don't get it.
I enjoyed the match.
I love the match.
The match is great, actually.
You know why? Because Billy Gunn's a great fucking talent.
This started Billy Gunn's
rise to the Intercontinental title. Yeah. But then he gets injured in 99, and then he has to leave, and then he gets the Intercontinental
Billy title. Wins the IC belt, he wins King of the Ring, he has a major feud with The Rock.
If I'm not saying these are the belts that Billy Gunn won. He won the tag team titles.
King of the Ring,
the IC title, and then the hardcore title.
Yes.
And that was it?
Yeah.
I think that if he had stayed healthy, he could have been world champion one day. Eventually. He was that talented, that guy.
So after the match, Billy Gunn wins the match.
Correct.
With the Famouser. I'm an ass man. Bam,
bam. The Fame Asser.
The Fame Asser. Shane McMahon's in the back telling his dad, I'm going to call this match right down the middle, doing a Bill Alfonso. Yes. Right? Your next match is the Elimination Corporate Ministry match against the Union, which the ministry was Big Boss Man, rest in peace, Viscera, rest in peace.
What did the Union, the acronym Union stand for?
I don't know, I don't remember.
Because I remember Mankind was trying to, on a Raw.
Yeah, I forget. I know what you meant, though. Against Mankind, Kent Shamrock, Test, rest in peace. Three fucking dead people in this match.
Well, Big Boss Man.
Boss Man, Viscera, and Test. Oof. Everybody else is alive still, thank God.
Jesus Christ. Can you believe that Viscera was only in his 30s when he passed away, though?
He was also 700 pounds.
Ugh.
That'll do it. Mankind wins this.
I didn't like this match.
You know?
No.
And then JR announces that the death happened after the match.
Ugh.
You know, all right, so this guy wrote in 41mania.com, there are two sides of the argument about it not being broadcast anymore. The business side, which is the pay-per-view, and WWF canceled the rest of the pay-per-view, they would lose millions of pay-per-view buys. But in life, one of their superstars just died an hour ago, so you would think the rest of the show would be canceled immediately after the news of his death reached the building. So that
can I ask you that?
Well, that was my question to you. If you were running the show and you found out that Owen Hart had passed away, and it was confirmed, and there's like half of a pay-per-view to go, you're on live television. Like, we could stop this feed and keep broadcasting, and I wouldn't give a shit because we're recording it, right? But, like, if something happened or whatever, we could stop it or whatever. But this is, like, on the business side of it, Chops McMahon, would you be able to stop the pay-per-view? I don't know if I could do it. I don't know.
Because you have sponsors.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. There's two sides of it. There's the moral part of it. Oh, my God, my fucking colleague just died. My friend. He's probably my friend, too, in real life.
This is what I would have done. I would have continued with the pay-per-view, canceled Monday Night Raw.
So no tribute. You didn't have SmackDown yet, right?
No. What I would do is...
SmackDown comes later on in the year.
What I would do is I would cancel Monday Night Raw, have the wrestlers reflect on somebody who what just happened, and have them... You know, mourn and then the following week we would do a tribute show because it just, I mean, I know McMahon was gung ho making all this money. He became a billionaire because of the Attitude Era.
I would keep everything.
No, I can't.
Yeah, man.
It's okay. It's one thing for a wrestler to die of a heart attack or an overdose, but it's another thing when a wrestler dies on the job, bro.
Double A. In 99, Vince couldn't do it. In 2019, he could afford it. He wasn't making all his money at once.
You think so?
I know so.
I think if you cancel one Raw, it's not going to do anything.
I keep as is. Now, as a first responder...
I would cancel it.
With 9/11, the league canceled all the games, NFL, MLB. That's different. This affected the nation. It didn't just affect... The WWF locker room.
Well, WWF still continued with SmackDown, but...
No, SmackDown wasn't...
But they didn't air it.
No, it wasn't. SmackDown didn't start until later on that year.
No, in 2001, I'm saying.
With
9/11. With 9/11. In 9/11, 2001, SmackDown still... They still did the show.
They couldn't leave.
But they couldn't...
They couldn't get out of there in Texas. They couldn't leave.
Correct. And then on top of that, they didn't air it, though. They didn't air the show. But there is... I gotta watch... I've never seen the show, by the way. I'm pretty sure it's on the network. That SmackDown show. Anyways,
I would have did it.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah,
I mean,
first responder Phil wouldn't, but the business Phil would be like, yeah, I have to. And if it was like Double A said, if it's 20 years later, you can say, okay, I'm not doing it. I'm a billionaire now, and I have this network, and I got a $1 billion deal with Fox coming up. So, you know, morally, it's a thing. You know, the company wasn't public yet. You're right, boss. They weren't public yet. And plus, Vince wasn't that rich yet. He had just gotten the stride. He had just beaten WCW in the ratings. Okay?
Okay, I have a good example here. Let's see what Double A is going to say.
And then we'll go with The Rock and Triple H. And then
what'd you think of this match? I thought it was pretty good.
I loved it.
It was really good.
I loved everything about Triple H and The Rock.
Can I just defend Triple H for a second here?
Hold on. I don't know all the details, but 1975 plane crash with Flair, the show still went on.
That's true. You're right. You're Double A, you're right. But no, I'm sure a couple people died in that too.
Yeah, the pilot died. I don't think any of the wrestlers died though.
But a lot of them had to retire except for Flair, I believe.
Johnny Valentine had to pass had to retire.
But he passed away later on.
Complications, yeah.
Why are you
defending Triple H?
Because I remember back like in the early 2000s, people were like, "Oh, Triple H is always on top because he's married to the boss's daughter."
This was before that, though.
And now these people that were complaining about Triple H then are praising the man. They're like, "Oh, Triple H is the greatest guy ever. He's created another brand for us true wrestling fans." And I look at these motherfuckers, I'm like, weren't you the same motherfuckers complaining about him being the champion all the time? Weren't you complaining about him being the part owner of the company now because he's married to the boss? Like, you guys are such fucking hypocritical pieces of shit. Like, I can't stand people nowadays. Like, I always defended Triple H. The man is a great worker. He was a great character. And now look at him. He's about to run. He's running NXT, NXT UK, and branching off into other areas of the world with NXT. He's a genius.
I had the same debate, but not about Triple H.
What about who?
The Rock.
What? Wait.
Because when you, in the grand scheme of things, out of all the guys that we talked about tonight, out of the upper echelon guys, The Rock was probably the least in-ring talented. In-ring talented. Austin was way better than all of them, I think.
No.
Well, Triple H and him are neck and neck.
Austin pre-neck injury?
Yeah, pre-neck.
Very, very good.
Yeah, right.
A post-neck surgery? No, terrible. Triple H is less than Prince IKEA.
IKEA. What's up, Groomsy?
I'm going to have to disagree. The Rock was a great talent.
I didn't say The Rock wasn't. I'm just saying this is the debate I get from... I had a couple of debates with friends and fans of the show. That, you know, in the grand scheme of things, The Rock was the least talented out of all those guys. In terms of in-ring talent, not charisma, not promos, and whatever.
I think by, like, 2001, The Rock was the most talented wrestler.
I'm talking about 99, 98.
99, he was still getting better.
Right. So you have to understand something. He's only in the business 3 years at that point.
Yeah, because I think at this point, he was only 26 years old. He's still.
When did he make his debut? 96?
96, he was only 23, 24 years old.
Yeah, he was very young. Yeah.
God bless him. If it wasn't for him and
the most electrifying man sports. I love The Rock. It was a good time, man. 99 was a good year. If you got wine or WWF DVDs in your closet from that year, you're probably in good shape if you're a wine person.
Yeah.
You know? But I'm not, obviously, but I'm just making those just being silly, but
I just love The Rock.
I do. How do you not? I mean,
even when he came back as Hollywood Rock? Oh my God.
You know what's fucked up though? Like people, I think fans are like bipolar because they forget how good he was. You know, I feel like sometimes when you talk about Austin and Undertaker, more importantly, and Mick Foley, he gets lost in the conversation. Triple H is always the worker, the soldier, the fucking, you know. Triple H always put on good, and Triple H was the one who most improved out of all of them, the best. He stayed around longer, obviously, longevity.
Mm-hmm.
Rock left and did movies. Austin was injured. Foley is crippled at this point. And Triple H manned the fucking... he took over the mantle. And this was before he was in any kind of you know, any kind of administrative role. I mean, he just hooked up with Stephanie at that point, but still, like, you can't take his affiliation with the McMahons as a thing where he, you know, when he gets the nod, like a Hall of Fame nod, it's, he did the dues, man.
He deserves it.
And he, you know, they gave him shit for the click. He reinvented himself.
He got punished for doing it.
And he reinvented himself after that. DX, and then his friendship with Michaels. And
The Game.
He's one of the greatest fucking characters in pro wrestling ever.
Even though I still think it's a copy of the franchise of Shane Douglas, but that's okay.
Should be still called Titan Sports. I think so. It's fair. I think any wrestler that's still around should be, after drinking Ico Pro, should be praised. Ico Pro, you got to want. 30 years ago, Vince Senior died.
Yeah.
Okay, and here we are today. Because there was risks always being taken. Vince McMahon gambled his entire fortune for the something that he loved to do. God bless him. God bless him.
Yep.
And it paid off because he's a fucking billionaire now. All right. This was a great match. Really, I enjoyed this. You know? I'll go to the end here. China goes to nail Rock with a chair. Rock blocks it. Triple H shows Rock into China, knocking her out of the ring. Rock bottom to Triple H. Rock goes and gives the people's elbow using the chair, but China blocks it. The distraction allows Triple H to nail the Rock in the arm with a chair. Now, Rock had a broken arm at that point, the gimmick with the cast.
Yeah. Because Triple H hit him with a sledgehammer.
With a sledgehammer, yeah. Well, and he beat him, and then he put him in the casket and fucking beat him like that, you know? So, I'll return that call in a minute. But yeah, this was a good match, though, you know?
I said it before, and I'll say it again. The Rock and Triple H is probably the greatest feud those two has ever had together. I mean, Triple H could say that Shawn Michaels was his best opponent. I think him and The Rock had the best chemistry out of any. Like, Triple H has always been great with The Rock. It's fantastic.
Yeah. And the last match, obviously.
And then it's The Rock. Not The Rock. Stone Cold Steve Austin versus The Undertaker for the coveted WWF Championship.
Yeah, man.
And, it was a shit show. I did not like this match at all. What a disaster this was.
Did it look like Undertaker was, like, dumpy?
Yeah.
Like, he looked like he was out of shape?
He's always out of shape at this point.
Yeah, it was terrible. I didn't like it at all, actually.
Ugh. And your new WWF champion.
Yeah, we'll get into the end of it. So, there was the big boot by Taker. He clotheslines Briscoe because Briscoe came out to be the second referee.
Yep.
There's a bunch of referees at this point. What do you call it? McMahon makes his way back, and Austin goes for the stunner. Taker blocks it. Then they go clothesline each other. They bolts it up and begin to slug it out. Stunner by Austin gets two as Shane breaks up the count. Here comes Shane. Vince shoves Shane into Austin, who gets caught up in a roll-up by the Taker for the three. Austin lays out the corporate ministry. Shane celebrates the title to end the show.
Look at this. Double A says that Triple H in 99 and 2000 was insufferable. Really? Really? Double A, he wasn't terrible.
Well, were there matches after the Owen thing going to be 5 stars?
No.
I mean, I thought the pay-per-view was solid.
It was decent.
If you're going to grade, I'd give it like a B-.
I'll give it a C+.
C plus, B-, yeah. Like, I enjoyed it. I mean, I can remember not seeing it live because, like I said, I was on the ambulance.
I saw it live on the black box.
That night, though, I had the videotape, and Tank and I watched it really late, you know? But there you have it.
Yep, that's your 1999 Over the Edge.
Here's a fun fact, though. Choppy and I were more choppy than me. Was on the fence about doing it. He's like, I don't know if I can do this. I'm like, I said, you know what? I feel like the 20th anniversary. I feel like it's 99. We're doing 99 anyway. So it was like, what do we do? Skip that? Like the WWE skipped the fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was going to skip a month's pay-per-view because of that? Nah. You give it its due. Owen Hart deserves some shine.
I actually was going to hit you up last week and say, instead of doing Over the Edge 99, why don't we do King of the Ring 94 in honor of Owen?
We can still do King of the Ring 94. It's our show, dude. We can record it. We can record it and make
our episode. I was just thinking for today because, you know.
I wanted to honor him.
Okay.
And I thought about it because his kids, you know, like, his kids are grown now, and I'm sure they read the internet, and I'm sure they still have ties to the Hart family.
I'm sure some of their kids are close to, like, 30 now.
Yeah. Have to be. Yeah, man. Seriously. So, I don't know.
I don't know if they're listening to the show, be like, hey, your father was a fucking amazing talent.
Yeah, he was great, and apparently he was very well-liked.
Hey, Jessica's in the house.
What's up, Jess? Speaking of Tank, I was talking about your brother all night, Jessica. Because he was, the night this happened, he was
with me. I was going to ask you, was Tank a big Owen Hart fan?
At the time, we both were. He was, yeah. Again, you have to understand something. We had two connections for hot boxes. So we go to a store, we buy videotapes and, you know, whatever. You guys do UK pay-per-view because UK pay-per-views are so random.
Yeah,
we will. The Rebellion one, right? You talked about from that?
There's Rebellion. There's the one where Jackie's tits were, like, exposed by Sable.
Oh, yeah.
That was in 98. It was Sable and
Edge. That's a blockbuster video fucking gimmick.
I had that tape.
That's all. Yeah, so did I.
I got to find it, though. I don't know where it's at.
Yeah.
I think it's on my mom's, probably. Yeah, I remember that was a 90. It was Edge and Sable versus Mero and Jackie.
That's it, man.
Is that the end of the pay-per-view?
We're ready, dude.
You want to go home already?
I got to go home.
Why do you want to leave me?
We got a big day tomorrow.
Yes, we do. By the way, I have to get up early tomorrow because I got to go put a new tire on my car.
Yeah.
So I got to get up at like 8-ish.
Yeah, so do I. I have to go to bakery.
You have to go to bakery?
Get.
You don't have to go to the bakery. You have to go to bakery.
Go to the bakery.
Okay, good job.
Yeah, man.
Good song.
Yeah.
The DX band doing My Time.
Well, I hope everybody enjoys AEW tomorrow like we are.
I'm excited, bro.
Me too.
I want to see what they're going to produce.
If it's like All In, it's going to be dope.
Yeah. I hope that, you know, people enjoy it and not critique it. I love the fact that the show is on a Saturday and not a Sunday.
I'm going to stay off the internet.
Me too.
Until it's over.
I can't wait to hear what people say. All right, who's a better ripper, Owen or Kurt Hennig? Kurt was
depends on who you talk to.
Kurt was an asshole, supposedly.
Yeah. All right. You know the social media gimmicks. There's some kind of pro wrestling tee sale, so go to prowrestlingtees.com/TurnbuckleThrowbacks, buy a shirt, please.
Get all the shirts.
Yeah.
Not just the Mutang shirt. Get all of them. Follow us on Twitter. I'm at choppy2984.
TBuckleTBacks at TurnbuckleThrowbacks. The social media has been on a slide a little bit for certain reasons. I don't want to get into it, but we'll be back up soon. I'll be more diligent with it. Of course, rantemradio.com, shiningwizardsnetwork.com, TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com. Please support all of our shows and all of our stuff that we're doing. Support all of our peers. Click on the links. And that's pretty much it. Anything else?
Just enjoy the show tomorrow, guys. Enjoy it as a new alternative. And then And then wait for October, because October is going to be a different ball game.
Suspend your disbeliefs, kids.
It's going to be a great time to be a wrestling fan in October. But tomorrow, enjoy the show.
So on behalf of my esteemed colleague, my partner in crime, Choppy, I'm the Impact player, Mr. Philly Ray, bidding you adieu, reminding you all to care of yourself, each other, enjoy the clap, and get arrested. Do not say those bad, nasty words. Don't be a jerk off. Don't be an asshole. Be a good person.
Don't be like Phil and Andre.
Don't be like Phil and Andre at all.
Don't ever use your government name, please. Don't ever do that.
You just did.
I did, because that's my name.
Oh.
So fuck you.
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.